football coverage is on the air.
He makes a leaping, diving catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Nice play out there by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to American Legion Baseball coverage today here on 1230 KHS. Hastings 5 points back on the diamond this afternoon, taking on Brighton out of Colorado, kind of a midweek non-conference game, so to speak, as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kendig. And coach, a chance for you tonight to see some different competition, this team coming in from Colorado tonight.
Yeah, chance to see some different competition, chance to get right back on the field after a game that we didn't play very well in, and just a chance to get that behind us.
Lost last night to Kearney by the score of 7-0. That's probably in baseball the best thing, is to get back into the field and try to forget about what happened last night.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's where we're playing 50 games this year. You know, get that one. You don't play your best every night. Unfortunately, it was a league game that we didn't play our best in. But, you know, it could be worse. That could have been the area tournament and not playing our best. So hopefully we get the ship straightened out and start playing well again.
You got two games now here at home that can kind of just focus in on getting better. You got this one with Brighton, Colorado tonight, and then the Rollins, Wyoming tomorrow. They're kind of in the same boat, heading for a tournament in Omaha this weekend and just going to stop off at Hastings and play us tonight. It's better than practicing, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where they were at, where we're at. Just get some game reps and, you know, hopefully them coming in, they're kind of an unknown. We don't know much about them. They don't know much about us. We'll throw our best lineup out there and hopefully we get a W.
Do we approach this game the same way with this team coming up? We know absolutely nothing about that. We just go out and play baseball tonight?
Right, and we try to every game. You know, a few games we've played teams that we knew were probably going to be lesser competition and came out and played at that level. So we're going to treat this like it's the best team we've seen all year and go out there and hopefully play our best.
Last night, no hit by Kearney. Just did not have anything offensively against Kearney runs. Like you said, we just get back on the horse and try to ride it again tonight.
Yeah, we do. We know we're going to hit. You know, he had good stuff last night. We just couldn't find any holes, I guess.
It wasn't a case that we were taking bad swings against this guy. He just kind of worked ahead on the count, and we were struggling all night long.
Yeah, we really did. He got ahead in the count, 18 of the 23 batters, I think, that he saw. You know, that's pretty dang good. You know, we fouled a lot of balls off. We got behind in the count, and when you're behind in the count, the pitcher's got the advantage, and he took advantage of it.
Defensively, like we said last night in the pregame, it's a fine line between playing good defense and really opening the door for a good team like Kearney. And last night, we just had some miscues, especially early, that gave Kearney some momentum.
Yeah, we definitely did. You know, Zach's going to go out there, and he's going to pitch well for us and throw a lot of strikes. Last night he didn't have his best stuff, and that's the kind of time that we need our defense to really play well behind him and help him out. And, you know, we make him throw 20 pitches the first inning, make him come back, throw 20 pitches at second inning. You know, usually he's 40 pitches through three or four innings. So he got a little bit tired. They hit him around, and they're a good hitting team. So we just got to come out and play sharp, and we know we can't.
Which why it was Zach a little off of his game last night. What didn't he have last night that he had maybe in the two previous starts that we saw?
Right. You know, he got behind. We just talked about Peyton Pocock being ahead in the count, and he got behind in the count, was 1-0. They were expecting a little bit, you know, sitting on fastballs. And, you know, good teams like that that know a fastball's coming or expect a fastball coming, you know, it's a little bit easier to hit there. So hopefully Alex will come out tonight, get ahead in the count, and give us a chance, because it's tough to pitch from behind all the time.
After a game like we had last night, what are you going to tell your team when they take the field tonight? Half of this game is the mental aspect.
Oh, and that's probably the biggest half that we struggle with. You know, we have a tough time keeping that focus the whole way through. Last night, we came out a little bit flat. We're back on our heels a little bit, I think, and we kicked the ball around a little bit. So we got to come out ready to play. And when we're ready to play, like I've said a million times, we're as good as anybody that we've seen this year.
Just tell the team to forget about last night and let's pick it back up where we left off, maybe the game before that.
Right. I told them, you know, sometimes you lose or sometimes you learn more from a loss than you do from a win. And last night, hopefully, we learned that we got to come out ready to play. And if we don't, a good team's going to take advantage of us. And that's exactly what they did last night. So hopefully we just come out and play our game, and I think we'll be fine.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back and talk more on the Pepsi pregame show. You're listening to American Legion Baseball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Pepsi Wild Cherry.
It's so explosively effervescent. It's like a...
Oh, it's like a cherry fire hydrant blasting a block party with bubbly deliciousness. Pepsi Wild Cherry.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is so explosively refreshing. It's like...
Oh, a cherry stick of dynamite detonating your taste buds one by one.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is so explosively lip-smacking, it's like...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of like a cherry fireworks display bursting with flavor and making people's mouths go...
Ooh!
Ah!
Pepsi Wild Cherry, it's so explosively poplicious, it's like...
Oh, a wild water park ride plunging you into pure, uncontrollable cherryosity.
Pepsi Wild Cherry.
It's so cherry.
So cherry.
It's explosively cherry.
Back with Hastings Five Points Bank head coach Russ Kendig. Hastings and Brighton out of Colorado here tonight and here at Duncan Field for a single game. This team's actually coached by a former Hastings College baseball player. That's how everything got all set up. He wanted to maybe play back at home, huh?
Yeah, he had contacted us and said, you know, that he had played for Hastings College in the past. I think he was a catcher. I don't remember him too well, but he was excited to try and get his team on Duncan Field, and just so happens that we're now a $3 million Duncan Field, so that was really enticing to him. And kind of the same thing with Wyoming. We don't have a returning coach, but you know they know about Duncan Field all the way up there, and we get a chance to get a couple teams in here that we normally wouldn't.
Had all the ceremonies and everything take place last night to enter the ballpark for the first time since the renovation work is complete. Now all that's behind us, and maybe the guys can settle in and play just the regular game tonight and go out and play loose.
Right, we don't make excuses for anybody, and you know, I don't know if that had anything to do with the last night or not, but we can go in, we can get in the locker room, we can get out and start stretching, playing our catch, going about our business like we normally do, and we're can't tell you how happy we are to put that grand opening behind us.
Alex Panganiban will get to start here tonight. He's lost a couple of decisions, got off to a great start this year, but he's lost a couple of decisions as of late.
Yeah, he came out Kearney game, played the same way we did last night, booted the ball around a little bit, make it awful tough on our starting pitcher. He came in Omaha in relief and gave up there, had the loss there too. So, you know, hopefully he bounces back. He hasn't thrown bad by any means, but hopefully he comes back, gives us some senior leadership, and we get back on that winning track.
What's he got to do to maybe turn things around after a couple of, I guess, dismal performances and taking a loss? Is he doing anything that really stands out?
Right, in Kearney, he had a little trouble with the curveball, getting that across. And you know, teams like this tonight will probably work backwards a little bit, so he's going to have that pitch. And just getting ahead in the count. You know, every pitcher is the same for us. We talk about 0-1 and getting that first strike across and taking our chances there, getting leadoff outs. You know, starting innings with one out after that first guy. So if he goes out and throws strikes, gets ahead in the count, you know, we're confident. Our team has plenty of confidence when it comes to our defense, and we didn't show that or haven't showed that a couple times this year. But, you know, he's where it starts. He's got to throw strikes for our defense to be able to work.
How important is this ball game now tonight to get a win and put last night's loss behind it?
Right, it's great. You know, we've talked this year. We've gotten to that three or four wins in a row and then fallen off and gotten into a little bit of a two or three streak loss there. So, you know, we come back from a loss. We want to get back on that winning way and go into a weekend that's going to be a tough weekend on a good note.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Russ Kendig, head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Brighton of Colorado tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. local businesses supporting local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Duncan Field and Hastings American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Brighton out of Colorado in town to take on Hastings here tonight in a single seven-inning ball game. Ball game is already underway. They had a few-minute head start on us here tonight at Duncan Field in this second ball game since opening the doors to our renovation project last night. So Hastings already up to the plate here in the bottom half of the first inning. Brighton went down in order in the top half of the first inning. Tad Sandoval, he flew out to center field, and then we had Cole DeShazer come up. He grounded out to a shortstop, and then Caden Pratt, he struck out. So Hastings is up to the plate now in the bottom half of the first inning. Brock Dreher led off the Hastings half with a strikeout, and then Mason Spilenick had a base on balls. He moved to second base on a pass ball. Alex Panganiba then flew out to right field with a second out, and now Brooks Asher has worked out a walk here in the first inning of play. So that's the second walk given up by the pitcher for Brighton, Colorado, Brian Kelly. We'll get to the starting lineups here, maybe at the end of this half inning. Again, we got an early start on things here tonight. We had some weather concerns. In fact, just a little while ago, big gust of wind came up, and we had some brief showers here at Duncan Field. But right now, just a mostly cloudy sky. We will start the day with a temp at 93 degrees and winds out of the south at about 7 miles per hour. So running down for Brooks Asher down there at first base, trotting out to be the courtesy runner is going to be Ben Clausen. Up to the plate down for Hastings is going to be Zach Merrill. So Hastings here in the bottom half of the first inning has got runners on at first and second base. That's Clausen down at first base, and Mason Spilenick is at second base. There's a ground ball towards short, picked up there and going over to step on the bag is a shortstop, James Smith. So Merrill hits it right to the shortstop, and James Smith just goes over and touches the bag at second base to catch the force out on Clausen. So Hastings here in the bottom half of the first inning with no runs, on no hits, no errors, and two men left on base. We go to the second inning with a score. Brighton of Colorado, nothing. Hastings, nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Brighton, Colorado squaring off here tonight. Brighton coming in, a record of 15 wins and 5 losses on the season. This is a team that comes about 15 miles north of Denver, Colorado. They're on their way to Omaha to play in a weekend tournament, so they're making a stop off here in Hastings to play Hastings 5 points Bank here tonight. One of the coaches on this team is Josh Mondragon. He played at Hastings College several years ago and now back home in his home state of Colorado and coaching an American Legion baseball team. So he's brought his team back here to Duncan Field to face Hastings 5 points here tonight. T.J. Eckloff, the right fielder, is due up here for Brighton, Colorado. He'll be followed up by James Smith, the shortstop, and then Matt Maestas, the left fielder. He'll be up the bat at the number six position here tonight. Alex Panganiban is your starting pitcher here for Hastings 5 point Bank here in this one. Panganiban has lost his last couple of decisions here. Or Hastings losing to Kearney and then dropping one to Omaha. There's over in right field. A nice catch out there by Jamison Cockrell just across the foul line. I didn't think he was going to get to that ball as Eckloff fouls it down the first base side. But Jamison Cockrell goes a long way, and he goes tumbling over the line at first base and grabs that ball. So Eckloff is robbed down there. He fouls out deep down the line in right field as a nice catch was made out there by Jamison Cockrell for Hastings. So that's going to bring up James Smith next, the shortstop. here for Brighton, Colorado. They'll bat from the right-hand side. Brighton is in their gray baseball pants here tonight, and their red and white tops. That's one of those camouflage tops again. There's a high fly ball again out to Cockrell in right field. He makes back-to-back catches out there. And their right fielder, retired James Smith. So Ekloff, he fouls out down the line in right field. A nice catch made by Cockrell. And then James Smith, he flies out to Cockrell out there in right field. So there's two men out. And now Matt Maesters comes to the plate next to the left fielder for Brighton again. He'll bat from the right-hand side. Panganiban goes to work on him. And the first pitch is going to be up high for a ball. Alex Panganiban, he's been the workhorse on the pitching roster for Hastings this year. He's thrown more innings than anybody else. 33 and a third for Panganiban. Here's the ball. It's going to be fouled away, back out of play. Panganiban has a record of 3 wins and 3 losses on the season. No saves. Yeah, out of those 33 and a third innings, he's given up 39 hits and 14 runs. 8 of those have been earned. He has struck out 7, actually struck out 12 and walked 7 so far this season. He had a strikeout back there in the first inning of play. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2 balls and no strikes to Matt Maestas, left fielder here, the number 6 hitter in the batting order for Brighton, Colorado. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 3-0. Bagan even recorded a strikeout, had a ground out and a fly out in inning number 1. A couple of fly balls here in inning number 2. Base pads are empty for Brighton, Colorado. Here's the windup and the pitch now by Panganiban. Swung on. That's going to be a base hit right back up through the middle. Retrieved there by Brock Dreher, the center fielder. So first base hit of the ball game there for Brighton. Comes from Matt Maestas, the left fielder. He is on now at first base, and that's going to bring up the designated hitter now. It's going to be Cole Davis. Cole Davis wearing number 12 in that red and white top here for Brighton, Colorado. And the camouflage-type tops here, similar to maybe the tops that Nebraska wore on occasion throughout the 2014 season. So a man is on at first base. That is Maces for Brighton, Colorado. There's a swing and a miss at the plate here by Cole Davis, and he falls behind at 2 balls and 1 strike. Brooks Asher behind the plate again for Hastings here in this ball game. Alex Panganiban on the mound. Over there at first base, you've got Zach Merrill. Ryan Kern is at second base. Sam Reimer gets the start at shortstop here tonight. And over at third base, you've got Mason Spilenick. John Blazer, the starter, out in left field tonight. Brock Dreher out in center. And Jameson Cockrell is out in right field for Hastings 5 Points Bank. This is Cole Davis at the plate now for Brighton, Colorado, the designated hitter. Ball is swung on, hit the second base, fielded there by Kern. He goes to first. That's going to be in time, and the inning is over. Here is Cole Davis. He grounds out to the second baseman and Ryan Kern. So Brighton, they score no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Brighton, Colorado, nothing. Hastings, nothing.
It's great that we have a hospital like this in the community because we're not just treating patients, we're treating family members. You meet their kids, and sometimes you take care of them. You may take care of one of their siblings. You may take care of a spouse. You can't help knowing about them. You can't help knowing about their families and what's going on with them. I'll run into a patient and it's just like, oh, hi, how are you? And they come and give you a hug and that just makes you feel good all over. Then you see them out in the community and then you do fundraising, like Relay for Life, started by the American Cancer Society. I think it's important and it's helped to raise funds for cancer research. We want someday to eradicate cancer. Is it going to happen? I hope so. I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family because that's how I'd want to be treated. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Bottom of the second inning, American Legion baseball action here tonight. Hastings nothing, Brighton, Colorado nothing. We'll get you the rest of the starting lineups brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For Brighton, Colorado, we give you the Hastings starters. Here's what Brighton's got going tonight. Tad Sandoval is a center fielder. Batting first in the batting order, Cole DeShazer is going to be the first baseman. He'll bat second. And we'll see Caden Pratt, the third baseman, T.J. Ekloff, the right fielder, and then James Smith, the shortstop, Matt Maestas, the left fielder, then Cole Davis, the designated hitter, Shane Golderman, the catcher, and Cameron Martinez, the second baseman. The pitcher tonight for Brighton, Colorado, is Brian Kelly. Starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings no hit in the ball game last night by Carney Runza. They were beaten 7-0, did not record a hit, had only two base runners in the entire ball game. Brock Dreher, he had a base on balls in the third inning of play, and then in the seventh inning, dropped third strike. And the Mason spilling it got aboard. Other than that, Hastings absolutely quiet last night in losing to Connie Runza by a score of 7-0. A no-hitter thrown there by Peyton Pocock for Connie Runza. There's a high fly ball towards center field. Going over is going to be Sandoval, and he's going to make the catch. That was Orion Kern. He hit the ball hard, but right at the center fielder, Tad Sandoval. So now John Blazer comes up there next. So Hastings has actually gone to 8 1/3 innings now without recording a base hit. Still looking for their first base hit since reopening the park here. Let's see if they can get one tonight. John Blazer comes to the plate next. Blazer starts the day with a batting average of .317, batting out of this number 7 position. Ryan Kelly rocks and fires, and the first one is going to be up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to John Blazer, who's getting the start out in left field today for head coach Russ Kindig. Next pitch is going to be way outside for a ball. Now two balls and no strikes. 1,160 people watched the ball games last night as we had the opening ceremonies, the re-grand opening, so to speak. 1,160 people on hand last night. Good crowd. Nowhere near that here tonight. This ball game against Brighton, Colorado. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Three balls and one strike now to John Blazer. Blazer so far this year has got three walks and he's got 8 strikeouts. Head on the count here at 3-1. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball and he walks him. So a base on balls given up there by Brian Kelly. That's going to be the third walk of the ball game already for Kelly. And that's going to bring up Jameson Cockrell to the plate next. Cockrell is the right fielder. He's actually got the highest batting average on the team for Hastings Five Points Bank. Comes into this ball game with an average of .355. He's done some damage here past couple of weeks out of this number 8 position. Cockrell's got 22 base hits and 62 trips to the plate. There's a ball hit towards second, and it's going to be grabbed there by the second baseman, Cameron Martinez. So the first pitch that Jameson Cockrell sees, this little blooper out there to the second baseman, Cameron Martinez, who makes the catch on the ball there. It's the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Sam Reimer next. Reimer is playing at shortstop here tonight. He's been banged up here the past couple of weeks. But Sam Reimer back into the starting lineup here tonight. His batting average is sitting at .279 in the season. He takes a pitch there for a strike right at the knees. No balls and one strike. Reimer backs out of the batter's box. Takes a look at head coach Russ Kindig down there in the third base box. Down there at first base is John Blazer. Kelly will look that way. Offers one to the plate. Bouncing ball again toward Martinez. He grabs it at second, goes to first base. That's going to be in time. And Hastings is out of the second inning of play. Hastings 5 points back. They score no runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. Two innings in the books tonight. American Legion Baseball from Duncan Field. The score, Brighton, Colorado, nothing. Hastings, nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field. American Legion Baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Tomorrow night, Hastings will take on Laramie of Wyoming here at the friendly confines of Duncan Field. That'll be another 5:30 start tomorrow night, 5:15, 5:20 for the pregame show tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. So Hastings getting a couple of games in this week with teams that are traveling the state to city of Omaha for a big weekend tournament, seeing Brighton, Colorado here tonight, and then Laramie of Wyoming tomorrow. This is Shane Golderman, the catcher for Brighton, Colorado. He'll come up here in the top half for the third inning. Golderman is actually signed on to play at Hastings College next season. Golderman is a catcher here tonight. They've got another kid in the starting lineup. That's Cole DeShazer, who's the first baseman and is also signed on to play for Steve Sponberg at Hastings College next season. So they were anxious to make their way to Duncan Field and get a glimpse of the new ballpark here tonight. They'll be playing here for the next four seasons. So we'll see what Golderman can do. And then DeShazer in the starting lineup tonight for Brighton, Colorado. Golderman has a count of one ball and two strikes. There's the next pitch. It's going to be onside for a ball. And the count is even up at two balls and two strikes. Hastings sitting at 14-10 on the season, coming off of their loss last night to Kearney Runza, 7-0. Brighton, Colorado coming in a record of 15 wins and 5 losses. There's a swing and a miss, and Golderman goes down. That's strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Alex Panganiban. One man out here in the third inning of play. And now Cameron Martinez, a second baseman, is due up there next. They've been on the breezy side again tonight. They say south winds at 17 miles per hour as we get started here tonight. The winds will be blowing toward the left field corner here at Duncan tonight. 370 down the left field line. You've got 367 down the right field line, 405 to the power alleys, and 408 to straightaway center field. Here's the next pitch swung on and missed as the ball gets away from Asher back to the screen. And the count on Cameron Martinez is sitting at one ball and one strike. So 1-1 to Martinez. He bats from the right-hand side. Here's the next pitch by Alex Panganiban. It's on the way. That one is going to be outside for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike. Hastings in their white bottoms here tonight with their red tops, their white baseball caps with their red bills there tonight. They were in their North Carolina Blues last night. There's a swing and a miss there. Nice pitch by Panganiban. And the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes. Pango has lost his last two appearances on the mound. He pitched against Kearney last Tuesday night in Kearney Memorial Field. He also made an appearance in a relief effort over the weekend in Omaha and was charged with a loss there. So Pango looking to get back on the winning side of things on the pitcher's mound here tonight. Panganiban has a record of 3 wins and 3 losses. Here's the next pitch. Popped up. Going to stay here in the infield. Coming on as the first baseman, Merrill, over into foul territory. And he just lets it drop. Merrill, I don't know if he lost it or what, but that just dropped about a foot in front of him, right in front of the dugout for Brighton, Colorado. That should have been caught. It's not going to be an error, but it should have been caught there as Merrill came over into foul territory, and it dropped right at the base of his feet. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count here to Cameron Martinez. Here's Panganiban. Next pitch is hit, swung on. It just deflected there by Spilenick at third base off of his glove in the left field. So Cameron Martinez is going to get a board here for Brighton, Colorado. He should have been out of there as Merrill should have caught that ball down here right in front of the dugout where he sings defensively. And then Cameron Martinez comes back and hits one to the left side. It bounces off of the glove of Mason Spilenick at third base. They're going to give him a base hit there. So that's going to be the second hit of the ball game for Brighton, Colorado. They've got one man on. There's a quick throw to the first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Martinez. He's a little guy, and he's got a big lead over there right now. Panganiban will look that way. He stays put as the ball is going to be popped up. This time third base side going over Spilenick, and he can't get there. That one is out of play. So the count is sitting at no balls and one strike now. This is Tad Sandoval is up there, who's up there for the second time here tonight. Sandoval started off the ball game with a fly out to center field. Just underway tonight here at Duncan Field. This one's scheduled for 7 between Brighton, Colorado. And Hastings 5 points back. There's a throw to first base. Martinez dives back in there. Holding him on over there for Hastings defensively is Zach Merrill. Ryan Kern at second base. There's another quick throw to first base. Not in time. Martinez back in there. anchoring the left side of the diamond tonight, Mason Spelenick at third base and Sam Reimer at shortstop for Russ Kendig and Hastings. There comes the 0-1 pitch, a pitch out. Now Asher throws it down to first base, and diving back in there is going to be Martinez. You can just tell Martinez has got some wheels over there. He's a little kid, and they want to keep him close over there at the bag at first. No score between Brighton, Colorado, and Hastings here tonight. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball. And the count is now at 2-1 to Tad Sandoval. Wind's picking up a little bit, and the wind pushing the dirt around a little bit in the infield here early in this ballgame. 2-1 here to Tad Sandoval. There's a ball hit to the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Ryan Kern was moving toward the bag at second. Around the bag at second and heading to third base is going to be Martinez. There's a throw down to second base. They've got him. Martinez, he got all the way around to third base on the play. Sandoval trying to stretch that single to a double there, and he was thrown out of the play as the throw came in. So a 9-5-4 put out at the bag at second base. So that's the second out of the inning. The third base hit now for Brighton, Colorado, but Hastings erases Tad Sandoval at second base, trying to stretch that single to a double. There's a fly ball toward left field. Blazer goes over. He can't make the catch right on the foul line. A run's going to come in to score. Around the bag at first, on his way to second base is a DeShazer, and he's in there with a double. So Colt DeShazer, he hits one down the line at the left field. John Blazer cannot catch up with it. It falls between him and the foul line out there. It's going to drive home a run. And Brighton, Colorado has got a 1-0 lead over Hastings. Coming in to score is going to be Cameron Martinez. So 1-0 is the score. Brighton, Colorado has got the lead over Hastings. This is Caden Pratt coming to the plate next. It's going to be up over his head for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So DeShazer, the future Hastings College Bronco, it's a RBI double down the line in left field to give Brighton, Colorado the lead here in this ball game. The score is 1-0. And now Brinks Asher goes out to have a couple of words with his pitcher, Alex Pangadeban. So a strikeout, a single by Martinez, a base hit by Tad Sandoval, then a double by Cole DeShazer. And Brighton, Colorado has got the lead over Hastings 5 points back here in American Legion baseball action at Duncan Field tonight. Here's Pratt at the plate now. The count to him is at 1-0. Pangadeban works from the stretch. Next pitch is going to be swung on towards center. Brock Dreher comes over. Dreher comes over, and he makes the catch over in right center. So Caden Pratt, he flies out to center field to end the inning. But Brighton, Colorado, they're on the scoreboard here as they play away from home tonight. Brighton, they score one run on 3 base hits. No errors on Hastings. And one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Brighton, Colorado 1, Hastings nothing.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The summer savings at Furniture Direct are going to have you beaming. You'll find great deals on top brands and mattresses. The Beautyrest Recharge is on sale for $5.99 for the queen set. The Simple Mattress Gel Memory Foam is only $4.99 in the queen set. Ask about convenient 18-month interest-free financing. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Hey!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Just a single game here tonight. Hastings in Brighton, Colorado. Brock Dreher going to come up there for the second time here tonight in the bottom half of the third with Brighton out on top of Hastings by the score of 1-0. Brock Dreher is the center fielder here for Hastings 5 points Bank. Batting average is sitting at .242 on the season. Brian Kelly out there in the mound for Brighton. His first pitch is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count down to Brock Dreher. Brian Kelly, a big tall kid, a right-handed thrower here for Brighton, Colorado. Next pitch is swung on and missed. And the count is sitting at one ball and one strike. Brighton is a suburb of Denver, just north of Denver. They have played 20 games so far this season, sitting at 15-5 is what they tell us. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low as the ball gets away from the catcher, Shane Golderman. Nobody on the base pads right now for Hastings, so no harm done. Brock Greer has a count of two balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. Three balls and one strike now on Greer. He leads the team in runs scored this year. He's got 18, 22 base on balls, which also leads the team. Make it 23 as he works out a walk here. He's got 12 strikeouts, so Brock Greer is aboard. That's going to be the fourth walk of the ball game given up by Brian Kelly as he heads down to the back now at first base for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Mason Spilenick coming up there next. Spilenick worked out a walk back there in inning number one. Mason playing at third base tonight. His batting average is sitting at .277 on the season. He pops this one up. Right side, it's going to be shallow. Right field is going to drop for a base hit. A little blooper is picked up there by Martinez. Then he throws the ball to the back. At second, it gets away. Comes over here into foul territory and running over to third base on the play is Brock Greer. Adding up at second base on the play is going to be Mason Spilenick. So Mason gets a little blooper at right field. The ball was picked up by T.J. Eckloff down there, the right fielder for Brighton. And he just throws the ball toward the back at second. Nobody was there. It goes into left field. Taking third base on the play is going to be Brock Greer. Ending up at second base is going to be Mason Spilenick. So Hastings has got runners on now at second and third base. They're in business here in the third inning of play as Alex Pangadeban comes to the plate next. And he will take a pitch down low for a ball. So Hastings finally with a base hit. It occurs from Mason Spilenick in the third inning of play. So Hastings goes 9 innings plus without recording a base hit in the week so far after being no-hit by Connie last night. Took him 2 innings to get one here. Here's a pitch to Panganiban. It's going to be down low for a ball, and the count is at 2 balls and no strikes. Brighton, Colorado has got 4 hits on the board so far. Brighton has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 1-0. Alex Panganiban ahead of the count at 3 balls and no strikes, and there's another ball up high. Boy, that's, 5 walks already given up here by the pitcher for Brighton, Brian Kelly. Hastings has got the bases loaded now. Down there at first base is Panganiban. Down there at second base is Mason Spilenick. Out there at third base is going to be Brock Greer. Now the pitching coach for Brighton is going to make his way onto the pitcher's mound here tonight. Brian Kelly with 5 walks so far in the ballgame for Brighton. He's got 1 strikeout. Brighton doesn't have a large roster for this the road trip they're taking. I think they got just 1 extra guy down there in the dugouts. Here comes Alex Mendoza out. Now he's going to run at first base for the pitcher, Alex Panganiban. So Mendoza is going to be at first base. The only guy they got listed as a sub for Brighton, Colorado is Kyle Everett. So they got a short roster as they make this trip across the state of Nebraska. Brooks Asher is the guy that's going to come to play here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. His batting average is a .219, ground ball towards short. They pick it up to go to second for one. Over the first base, a double play turned there, but a run comes in to score. Rick Sasher gets into a double play, a 6-4-3 double play, but a run comes in to score as Brock Greer ties this ball game up at 1 run apiece. Moving over to third base on the play for Hastings is going to be Mason Spilenick, but now there's 2 men out. Asher hit that one right to the shortstop, James Smith. He gets it to second baseman Cameron Martinez for 1 out. The relay throw over to Cole DeShager over at first was in time. So Brooks Asher hits into a double play. This is Zach Merrill to the plate next. Takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. Merrill has a count of no balls and 2 strikes. We're in the third inning of play. Hastings and Brighton, Colorado now tied up at 1 run apiece. Here's the next pitch by Kelly. It's on the way. That's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is at 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Merrill. He was a losing pitcher last night. He went 5 innings, struck out 6 batters, but also gave up 7 runs to Carney Runza. Was charged with a loss last night. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. The count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. To Zach Merrill, he's got the club in hand in the right-hand batter's box. Next pitch is going to be fouled away back to the screen, so the count remains at 2-2. Zach Merrill was on the mound last night. We saw a little bit of Alex Mendoza and Jared Foote. Three pitchers used in the ball game last night. Here comes the next pitch. Hit on the ground toward third. Fielded there by Pratt. He goes across the diamond. It's going to be in time. Nice grab there. Backhanded by the first baseman, Cole DeShazer. And the inning is over here. Hastings 5 points back is Zach Merrill. He grounds out to the third baseman to end the inning. But Hastings scores one run here in the third inning. One run on one base hit. No errors on Brighton, Colorado. And we had, one man left on base. Three innings in the books tonight. American Legion Baseball action to score. It is Hastings 1, Brighton, Colorado 1.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, we head to the fourth inning of play here tonight. Brighton 1 and Hastings 1. Magadeben back out to the throw for Hastings in the fourth. Up here for Brighton, Colorado is going to be TJ Eckloff. He's the right fielder. And then we'll see James Smith, the shortstop, and then Matt Maestas, the left fielder, scheduled up here for Brighton. And they're half of the fourth inning. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order. So the meat of the order coming on to face Alex Panganiban, who has given up one run and four base hits so far tonight. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Eckloff now has a count of no balls and two strikes here in the fourth inning of play. He bats from the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch by Panganiban. It's on the way. The ball's going to be poked foul on the first base side out of play. Still nothing in two to T.J. Eckloff. Brighton is going to move on. They're going to play Gretna tomorrow, and they've got a 8 o'clock a.m. ball game. So that's why the game time was moved up. It was originally set for 7:30 here at Duncan, but at the request of Brighton, they moved it to 5:30. There's the ball tapped out in front of the plate. It's fielded there by Panganiban. He goes to first base. That's in time. Eckloff just got a little piece of that one. It goes sailing out toward the pitcher, Alex Panganiban, and Alex takes care of business. Gets into the first baseman, Zach Merrill, to record the outs. That's going to bring up James Smith next, the shortstop. Smith is 0 for 1 so far tonight. He flew out to right field back there in inning number 2. So Panganiban will go to work on him. Here's the pitch. He's going to be outside for a ball. Gets away from the catcher, Asher, back to the screen. One ball and no strikes. So an 8 a.m. ball game tomorrow with the Brighton, Colorado playing Gretna. In fact, they'll play two games against Gretna. They've got a whole weekend a baseball planned in Omaha, so they're going to play several games here. Taking a little trek across the state of Nebraska here this week. Here's the next pitch. Hit toward right field. Diving out there is going to be Cockrell. Did he hang on to it? No, they say he trapped it. They're going to give him a base hit. Cockrell comes up with the ball. Thought he had it down there, but the base umpire is out there. Now Russ Kindig is going to come out of the third base dugout to have a conversation here with the base umpire. He says it hit the ground. The umpire says it hit the ground, and Russ Kindig, he can't believe that one as he's standing on the third baseline. They're going to give him a base hit out there. James Smith gets a base hit to a right field. That was a nice catch by Jamison Cockrell, who lays the body out there. He came up with a ball in his glove, but the base umpire was out there. He says it touched the ground first. So a base runner is James Smith down there at first base, and that's going to bring up Matt Maestas next. He is the left fielder. He had a single back there in the second inning of play. So now Brighton has got a runner on at first base. Holding him on will be Zach Merrill, the first baseman for Hastings. Panganiban looks that way. Here's a pitch. Hit right to third base off of the glove of Spilenick. Retrieved by Reimer. He picks it up, and he has no place to go. Spilenick knocked it down at third base. Reimer was right there to back him up. He grabs the ball, and he had no place to go. So Maestas gets a board here for Brighton, Colorado. Runners are now on at first and second base here for Brighton in the fourth inning of play. And now coming up to the plate is going to be Cole Davis. So Cole Davis will come to the plate. He's the designated hitter. And the pitch is going to be inside for a ball. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the third baseman, Mason Spilenix. That's the first error of the ball game on Hastings. Cole Davis has a count of one ball and no strikes here at the plate. Runners on at first and second base. There's a ball poked toward left field. Blazer comes out and makes the catch. Out there in left field, John Blazer grabs it for the second out of this fourth inning of play. And that's going to bring up Shane Golderman next. He's the catcher. Golderman, he struck out back there in inning number three. He's the other Hastings College recruit that plays for this Brighton, Colorado team. Golderman behind the plate tonight for Brighton. And the other one, as we mentioned before, was a Cole DeShazer, who was the first baseman. He had the RBI double that gave Brighton the 1-0 lead early in this ball game. There's a ball hit towards center field. Coming on. Is going to fall in front of Brock Dreher. Around the bag at third base and coming home is going to be James Smith. There's a throw. Not in time. He is safe at the plate. A great throw there by Brock Dreher from center field. And now the runner at first base, he's going to run down towards second. Now they got the runner tied up between first and second base. And now coming in from third base to score, Brighton scores another one. And get into the bag, gets a second base. He's in there safely. Wow. A lot of action there. Brighton scores a couple of runs. Golderman, he's going to drive home a run here for Brighton as James Smith comes around to score. That made it a 2-1 ball game. And then Maestas, he comes all the way around from first base to score as Hastings had a little indecision out there in the field. They had a runner tied up between first and second. While they were concerned about that, Maestas sneaks home. That makes it a 3-1 ball game. And Golderman ends up at second base as he slides under the slide down there at second base. So Hastings, not a good series of events right there. Kind of lost their focus on what was really going on. This is a Martinez at the plate now for Brighton, Colorado. Here's the pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and the count is at two balls and no strikes. So they had the RBI single to get one run home, and then they had a little rundown between first and second base. And while the Hastings 5 points back was concerned about that, the guy from third base snuck home with a third run. That's Maestas. To make matters worse, Golderman, he slid under the tag down there at second base to get there safely. So they didn't record an out in any of those series of events. Martinez up there next. There's a big swing and a miss. And that's now two balls and two strikes. Six base hits now for Brighton, Colorado here off of Alex Pangadeben. Brighton is out hit Hastings by a margin of 6-1 here in the ballgame. Hastings with an error here in this inning. There's a pop fly. It's going to be on the first base side. It's going to get out of play. The count is at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 the count here to the number 9 hitter in the batting order, Cameron Martinez. Brighton, Colorado has got the lead over Hastings 5 points back here. An American Legion baseball action. It is 3-1. Here's the next pitch. Swung on, fouled away again on the first base side. Count remains at two balls and two strikes. Two men out here in the fourth inning as they roll the deuces for the first time here tonight. 1,160 people watched Hastings play Kearney last night. Nowhere close to that here tonight. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Around the bag at third. Coming home is going to be a Golderman. Now he's going to stop there. Here comes the throw in and moving into second base on the play is Martinez. The throw came in from left fielder John Blazer all the way to the plate to Asher. Martinez takes off for second base. Golderman stays at third base now for Brighton, Colorado. So they've got runners on at second and third. That's going to bring up Tad Sandoval next, the center fielder. Brighton very aggressive on the base pads here in this particular inning. There's Sandoval. He's going to take a strike there, nothing and one. Sandoval is 1-for-2 so far tonight. There's another ball hit toward left field. Going over is going to be Blazer, and he makes the catch, and the inning is going to be over. Tad Sandoval flies out to the left fielder for Hastings, John Blazer. But Brighton, Colorado, they score a couple of runs here. In the fourth inning of play, two runs on three base hits, one error on Hastings, and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score, Brighton, Colorado 3, Hastings 1.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with American Legion baseball action here tonight from Duncan Field in Hastings. Bragg and Colorado out on top of Hastings by a score of 3-1 here tonight. As we move to the bottom half of the fourth inning, Brian Kelly will stay out there for Brighton. So far, he has given Hastings some opportunities. He has walked five guys here in the ballgame. He has struck out only one, but Hastings with only one base hit again tonight through three innings. That was off of the bat of Mason Spillick on a little blooper to the right field. So Hastings coming to bat now here in the fourth inning of play. We'll have Ryan Kern, John Blazer, and Jameson Cockrell. Sam Reimer would then come to the plate if one of these guys can get aboard. Brighton, Colorado scoring a run in the third and two more in the fourth inning of play. Hastings scoring a run in the third. It's a 3-1 ball game. Brighton has got the lead as Kelly goes to work here for Brighton. There's a swing and a miss. A big swing and a big miss there by Ryan Kern. He falls behind at no balls and one strike. Kern starts today with a batting average of .222. Leads the team in strikeouts with 13. As the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. We're now even up at one ball and one strike. Ryan Kern with 7 base on balls and 13 strikeouts this year. 12 base hits and 54 trips to the plate. Next ball is going to be popped up. It's going to get out of play back behind the plate. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Throughout the rain tonight in Hastings, we've got a mostly cloudy sky right now. Had a gust of wind right about the time Brighton was going to take their infield tonight. There's a ball hit out in front of the plate, grabbed there by Golderman. He goes down to first base. That's going to be in time. So Golderman behind the plate goes down to a DeShazer to record the out. 2-3 officially. John Blazer comes up there next. And now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up here in the fourth inning of play. Coming out there for Hastings is going to be Braden Valentine. So Valentine's going to come out now and bat here in the number 7 position. He fouls away the first pitch here. So Braden Valentine out there now for Hastings, trying to maybe kickstart this offense a little bit. Valentine has a batting average of .325 on the season. Valentine with a club in hand, waiting on the pitch, and there's a swing and a miss. Goes in after an outside high fastball and misses. And the count is now at no balls and two strikes. To Braden Valentine batting here for John Blazer in the fourth inning of play. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Valentine, 13 base hits and 40 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got a double, no home runs. He's driven home 3 runs. One ball and two strikes here to Valentine. Next pitch on the way. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count now is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine has walked 6 times so far this year. He has walked 9 times. Brian Kelly in his full windup. Next pitch on the ground towards short. James Smith on the hop. Goes to first base in time. Valentine retired. Valentine retired in the play from short to first. And that's going to bring up Jameson Cockrell next. Cockrell is the right fielder. He starts today with a batting average of .355. He popped one to the second baseman back there in inning number 2. So Jameson Cockrell comes up there. Also leads the team and runs scored with 18. Cockrell bats on the right-hand side. Here's the pitch by Kelly. It's going to be up high for a ball, a little bit outside. 1-0 the count. Cockrell looked as if he wanted to lay down a bunt. He's got some good wheels. Hastings is trying to get something on the base pads here tonight. Next pitch is going to be up high for another ball. Two balls and no strikes. So Hastings now with one hit in the last 11 innings of play. Jameson Cockrell waiting on the next pitch is going to be up high for another ball. And the count is at three balls and no strikes. This guy, Brian Kelly, has walked five Hastings batters so far in the ball game. Now he's behind here at three balls and no strikes. Here's the next pitch up high for a ball, and he walks number six right here. We'll take base runners any way we can get him right now. Jameson Cockrell heads down to the bag at first base. And that's going to bring up Sam Reimer next. So Reimer comes to the plate again. He's playing for the first time in a while tonight. He's been banged up here the past couple of weeks. Sam Reimer back in there. He grounded out his first time up there in inning number two. So Reimer comes up there with two men out now here in the fourth inning of play. There's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Holding the man on down there at first base is Cole DeShazer. Taking a lead down there for Hastings is Jameson Cockrell. Just an average lead there. He'll stay put as the pitch comes to the plate in there for a strike. That's now one ball and one strike. Hastings is stealing bases this year. 29 out of 36 in swiping bases. Cockrell has not attempted one so far this season. He's on the bag right now at first base. One ball and one strike is the count here. The batter is Sam Reimer. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes now to Sam Reimer. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the fourth inning here tonight. Seven-inning affair between Brighton, Colorado, and Hastings 5 points back. Here comes the 1-2 pitch down low. There goes the runner at first base. Diving in there at second base is going to be Cockrell. He gets a stolen base. So a head-first slide down there at the bag at second. Jameson Cockrell gets under the throw down there from the catcher, Golderman, down to Smith, who is covering the bag, the shortstop. But a stolen base there by Jameson Cockrell, and Hastings has a man on in scoring position with two men out. 2-2 the count. Here's the next pitch, and on the ground to Smith at shortstop, scoops it up, goes to first, inning is over. Sam Reimer knocks one right to the shortstop, James Smith, who has been rock solid there so far tonight. Has several opportunities he has had. He throws out Sam Reimer at first base. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors on the Brighton, Colorado. One man left on base. We go to the fifth inning with a score, Brighton 3, Hastings 1.
Pepsi Wild Cherry.
It's so explosively effervescent. It's like a...
Oh, it's like a cherry fire hydrant blasting a block party with bubbly deliciousness. Pepsi Wild Cherry.
Pepsi Wild Cherry. It's so explosively refreshing. It's like...
Oh, a cherry stick of dynamite detonating your taste buds one by one.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is so explosively lip-smacking, it's like...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of like a cherry fireworks display bursting with flavor and making people's mouths go... Ooh! Ah!
Pepsi Wild Cherry, it's so explosively poplicious, it's like...
Oh, a wild water park ride plunging you into pure, uncontrollable cherry-osity.
Pepsi Wild Cherry.
It's so cherry.
So cherry. It's explosively cherry.
...1230 KHAS.
You're listening to American Legion baseball action here tonight from Duncan Field in Hastings. Second straight night we've played in the facility this year. And we'll be back again tomorrow night. Laramie, Wyoming is going to be in town tomorrow night to take on Hastings 5 points back. It'll be another 5:30 ball game tomorrow. Pregame show at about 5:20 here on 1230 KHAS. There's a Cole DeShazer. He's going to come up there first for Brighton, Colorado. The number two hitter in the batting order. Bats from the left-hand side. Takes a whack at that one. Back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Retrieved out there by the center fielder for Hastings. That is Brock Greer. So DeShazer, he gets a base hit here for Brighton, Colorado. That's his second hit of the ball game. He had an RBI double back there in the third. So DeShazer is now 2-for-3. The future Hastings College Bronco there making a mark here in his debut at Duncan Field. There's a Caden Pratt coming up there next. He is the third baseman. He's 0-for-2 so far tonight. There's a pitch down low. Asher has problems finding it. Now he does. A throw down to second base. Not in time. DeShazer is in there at second base. So DeShazer gets the board now at second. Asher had problems handling the ball behind the plate. Fell out of his glove, and by the time he located it, a good jump at first base by DeShazer. The throw down there by Brooks was not in time, and DeShazer is aboard at the second base. Here's the next pitch going to be fouled away. First base side out of play. And the count is at one ball and one strike. Brighton, Colorado with a lead here over Hastings 5 points back in American Legion baseball action. 3-1 is the score. Brighton has got 8 base hits in the ball game. Hastings with just one. There's a ball poked to right field. That's going to be in foul territory. And the count goes to 1-2. Obviously, Pratt looking to go that way there. His last couple of balls have been fouled away, heading in that direction. Trying to get DeShazer around to home plate here. A little poke to the outfield would probably do that. DeShazer with a good lead down there at second base. Here comes the next pitch. Again, it's poked foul on the first base side. And the count remains at 1-2. So 1-2 the count. With nobody out for Brighton, Colorado in the top half of the fifth inning. It's Alex Pangadeben working out there for Hastings. Works from the stretch. Next pitch is going to be outside, down low for a ball. Now 2-2. Mason Spilenick expected to get the start for Hastings in the ball game tomorrow, we understand, against Laramie, Wyoming. Here's the next pitch by Alex Pangadeben. It's going to be up high for another ball. It's now 3-2 to Caden Pratt. T.J. Eckloff, the right fielder, would be up there next for Brighton as he is swinging the bat in the on-deck circle. 3-2 now. Alex Pangadeben comes. And that ball's going to be hit toward right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. On his way to third base on the play is going to be DeShazer, and he'll stay put right there. And now Brighton has got runners on at first and third base. The ball just kind of poked out there towards center field. It falls right on the edge of the outfield grass behind second base. But a base hit there for Pratt for Brighton, Colorado. And that's going to bring up T.J. Eckloff next, the right fielder. This Brighton team, very good. They're 15-5 on the season as they make their trek across Nebraska. They've got a 3-1 lead over Hastings here in this ball game. Runners are on now at first and third base against Alex Pangadeben. Here's the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward right center field. Could be trouble. It falls in the gap. One run is going to score. Around the bag is second is Pratt. He's on his way to third. He is being sent home, and now he puts on the brakes and goes back to third base. It's going to be a double there for T.J. Eckloff, who drives home another run here for Brighton. That makes the score a 4-1 ball game as DeShazer comes home to score for Brighton. Ending up over there at third base in the play is going to be Pratt. In there at second base is T.J. Eckloff. And now James Smith is going to make his way out there for Brighton. But first of all, we got the pitching coach coming out for Hastings 5 points back. Kevin Asher going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound here. For Hastings 5 points to check on Alex Pangadeben here in this one. 10 base hits now for Brighton in the ballgame. They have out hit Hastings 10-1. Each team with an error so far here in this ballgame. It's a 4-1 contest as Brighton has got the lead over Hastings 5 points back. Brighton has got runners on at second and third base. Nobody out here in the fifth. As we gaze down in the bullpen there for Hastings, nobody up and throwing right now. So I got to stay out there with Alex Pangadeben as Kevin Asher makes his way back off of the pitcher's mound as he strolls back to the third base dugout. So at the plate now is going to be James Smith. He's the shortstop. He's flown out to right field, and he has singled and scored a run. That was back in the fourth inning of play. Alex will work here. There's a high fly ball, shallow center field. Coming on is going to be Brock Dreher, and he's going to make the catch, tagging up at third and then staying put. It's going to be Caden Pratt. So James Smith, he flies out to center field. That's the first out of this fifth inning of play. Brighton has still got runners on in scoring position at second and third base. 4-1 is the score. Brighton has got the lead. Hastings trying to bounce back from their 7-0 performance last night to Carney Runza. They're trailing though here in this ball game. Matt Maestas comes to the plate next for Brighton, and he takes a pitch up high for a ball. 1-0 the counts. Mason is so far in the ball game, 1-2. He got a single, and he reached on an error and scored a run back in the fourth inning of play. There's a swing and a miss there. And the count is at 1-1 to Matt Maestas. Cole Davis, the designated hitter, is up there next. There's the ball again. Hit towards center. Drew backs up. He grabs the ball. Tagging at third base. Here comes the throw in. It's not going to be in time. Cut off there at the pitcher's mound. So Maestas, he's going to fly out to center field, but driving home a run. Coming in to score is going to be Caden Pratt. And that makes the score a 5-1 ball game now in favor of Brighton, Colorado. Staying at second base on the play is going to be T.J. Ekloff. So now there's two men out here in this fifth inning of play, and Cole Davis, the designated hitter, comes up there next. Davis, he's grounded out once. He's also flown out to left field, so he's 0-2 here in this ball game. He takes a whack at that one. That's going to be fouled away on the third base side. Nothing and one to Cole Davis. Brighton has scored a run in the third, two more in the fourth, and two in the fifth. They're still out there here in the fifth inning with a man on in scoring position at second base. That's Ekloff. Bagging even works from the stretch. Here's a pitch to the play. It's going to be down low. Now the ball gets away from Asher. Asher picks it up, throws it down to third base, not in time. Ekloff advances from second to third on a pass ball on Brooks Asher. Davis now has a count of 1-1. So a base hit here for Davis could produce another run for Brighton, Colorado. Davis is a left-handed hitter working against the right-handed throwing Alex Panganiban. There's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nice curveball that catches the inside portion of the plate on the lefty. Now 1-2. 1-2 the count to Cole Davis. Shane Golderman, the catcher, is due up there next. Here's the 1-2. It's going to be a fastball that gets away again from Asher, but not far enough. It just goes trickling over here to the first base side. Staying put at third base is going to be T.J. Ekloff. Kansas City Royals winners today over the Detroit Tigers in the third game of a four-game series in Detroit. Kansas City now with a 1.5-game lead in the American League Central Division over the Tigers. There's a high fastball that comes inside, and it's going to be a check swing strike. And a strikeout as Cole Davis goes down and strikes here. That's only going to be the third strikeout of the ball game for Alex Panganiban. So the inning is over here in the fifth, but Brighton again comes up with two runs on three base hits. No errors on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score. Brighton, Colorado 5, Hastings 1.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear. More driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow night, Hastings Five Points Bank in Laramie, Wyoming, right back here at Duncan Field. 5:30 for the first pitch. On the air with a pregame show at about 5:20 tomorrow night. Hastings in Laramie, Wyoming on 1230 KHAS. Then on Tuesday night, Grand Island Home Federal will be in town to take on Hastings Five Points Bank. That'll be an 8 o'clock starting time on Tuesday, 7:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings trailing Brighton, Colorado, 5-1. Hastings being out hitting this ballgame 10-1. As Hastings continues to struggle at the plate here, Brock Dreher comes up here now for Hastings here in the fifth. Mason Spilenick will follow him. Alex Panganiban scheduled up here third. Here's the pitch, swung out and missed. Brock Dreher is behind on the count, brought away at no balls and two strikes. So nothing and one to Brock Dreher. Mason Spilenick is on deck with Panganiban in the hole, and then the Bricks Asher, if Hastings can get something going. There's the next pitch by Brian Kelly. It's going to be up high for a ball. And it's now 1-2. So Brock Greer trying to get something cranked up here for Hastings. He leads the team and runs scored with 18 out of that leadoff position. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Back over the screen into the seats. And the count is at 1-2. 22 base on balls so far this year for Dreher. He's got 12 strikeouts. 18 runs scored. 1-2 pitch on the way. That's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is at 2-2. Dreher, 16 base hits and 66 trips to the plate. He's got one double. No homers and 7 RBIs. Next pitch, poke foul. First base side. Count remains 2-2. Hastings has got just 2 home runs so far this season. 1 from Ryan Kern, 1 from John Blazer. No triples so far this year for Hastings. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That's up high for a ball. And they again appeal down to the base umpire. Thought maybe Dreher went around on a check swing. He did not. So the count goes to 3-2. 3-2 the count to Dreher. Here's the next pitch. Hit right to the shortstop. One hop. James Smith picks it up to first base. Out. Brock Dreher retired in the play. Shortstop to first. That's going to bring up Mason Spilenick next. So Mason Spilenick, the third baseman, comes up there next. His batting average to start today was at .277. Spilenick has got 18 base hits and 65 trips to the plate. He takes a pitch there for a strike right down the pipe. No balls and one strike. Spilenick has walked twice, and he has struck out 3 times. Next pitch, up high for a ball. Now 1-1. Spilenick so far this year, he's got a double. No home runs and 8 RBIs for Hastings, 5 points. Next pitch, hit towards center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up on a couple of hops out there by Tad Sandoval. So there's the second base hit of the ball game down for Hastings. This one is a single to center field. Mason Spilenick gets aboard here. In fact, Hastings has 2 base hits in the ball game, both by Mason Spilenick. Nobody else has recorded a base hit yet. Here's Alex Pangoniban coming up there next. Pango, he has flown out to right field, and he has walked so far tonight, 0-1. The pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. That's not 1-0. So Mason Spilenick is aboard at first base. Spilenick so far this year has got 3 stolen bases. He is 3-for-3 in swiping bases. He inches away from first base down there right now with Cole DeShazer holding him on for Brighton, Colorado. Next pitch down low for a ball. And the count here at the plate is at 2-0. Alex Pangoniban, a .316 hitter. Racing's 5 points bank so far this year. He leads the team in RBIs with 17. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time. Alex also leads the team in hits with 24. Total at-bats with 76. He's got 9 doubles, which also leads the team. No home runs and 17 RBIs. Pangoniban wedding. There's a ball. It's going to be hit toward right field. Going back is Eklof. It's over his head. Around the back at second base. On his way to third is going to be Spilenick. He's going to be stopped right there at third base and pulling up with his 10th double of the season. It's going to be Alex Pangoniban. It's a nice hard hit ball to right field. TJ Eklof wants that one go over his head. Around to a third base on the play is Mason Spilenick. And now Hastings has got runners on at second and third base in his 5-1 ball game. There's one man out here in the fifth. Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. Asher is the catcher. Starts the day with a batting average of .219. So Brooks Asher, the St. Cecilia product, will come to the plate here. Asher has got 16 base hits and 73 trips to the plate. He hits that ball to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up by Eklof on the bounce. A run comes in to score, and now it's a 5-2 ball game. Brooks Asher drives home a run here for Hastings in the fifth inning of play. Makes it a 5-2 contest now as Spilenick comes in from third base to score. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Pangoniban for Hastings. So Brooks Asher is off at first base. Pangoniban is at second base for Hastings, 5 points. Coming up to the plate next is going to be Zach Merrill. So Zach Merrill is going to come to the plate next. He is 0-2 so far tonight. And now Pangoniban is going to be run for here. Here comes Ben Clausen out of the dugout. So Ben Clausen comes out. Pango heads back to the third base dugout. And I'm sure he'll come out and throw for Hastings in the sixth inning of play. Now it's a 5-2 ball game. Hastings with four base hits now in the contest. Merrill is waiting on the pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, a little bit outside. 1-0 the count. One man out. Hastings with runners at the corners here. Clausen running for Panganiban down there at first base. Or Pango's down there at third base. There goes the runner at first base now. And now the ball's going to be hit to center field. Sandoval grabs it, tagging up at third base on the play. And scoring there for Hastings. That makes it a 5-3 ball game as Panganiban comes in to score from third base. It was actually a Clausen running for Brooks Asher down there at first base. So Pango comes in to score. Merrill flies out to center field. That produces another run as Panganiban comes home and touches the plate. That makes it a 5-3 ball game. Clausen is running for Asher down there. It's at first base. He stays put there. Ryan Kern comes up to the plate next for Hastings. There goes the runner at first base. The throw down there is in time. Clausen is thrown out of the play down there at second base, attempting to steal. So Hastings trying to make something happen down there, and they catch Clausen down there at second base, attempting to steal. And the inning is over here as once again, it's Russ Kindig out of the third base dugout to have a little conversation with the base umpire. He's had two calls goes against Hastings out there in the base pads here tonight. But Hastings comes up with a couple of big runs here in the fifth inning of play. Two runs on three base hits in that inning. No errors on the Brighton, Colorado, and nobody left on the base pads. We go to the sixth inning of play with a score of Brighton 5, Hastings 3.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
We head to inning number 6 here tonight at Duncan Field. American Legion Baseball and 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Shane Golderman, Cameron Martinez, then the top of the order, and Tad Sandoval schedule up here for Brighton, Colorado in the sixth inning of play. Alex Panganiban stays out there for Hastings. Pango has given up to 5 runs and 10 bases. He has struck out 3. There's a ball hit over the glove of Spilinick in the left field. So Golderman, he tees off here on Panganiban. He gets a single. That's his second base hit of the ball game for Golderman here in this contest. And that's going to bring up Cameron Martinez next to second baseman. So 11 base hits now for Brighton, Colorado. Second one by the future Hastings College Broncos, Shane Golderman. The other guy from Brighton is going to play for Hastings next year has also got 2 hits in this ball game. So they're performing well here against the hometown team, Hastings 5 Points Bank. Golderman takes his lead down there at first. Here comes the pitch to Martinez, up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Panganiban so far in this ball game, he has not walked anybody tonight. He has struck out 3. 1-0 the count now. Here's the next pitch to Martinez, popped up, mile high. It's going to stay in the infield. Shortstop Reimer grabs the ball. First out, Cameron Martinez flies out to the shortstop, Sam Reimer. And now the top of the order is going to come up there next. That's Tad Sandoval. Sandoval is a center fielder. He flew out to center field his first time up here to begin the ball game. Then had a single in the third, but he was gunned down at second base trying to stretch that thing to a double. He flew out to left field his last time up there. There's a bouncing ball to Reimer. It's short. Goes off of his glove, but right to the second baseman, Kern, who's standing on the bag to get the force out. Reimer bobbles the ball, goes ricocheting off of his glove over toward the bag at second. And picking up right at second base was Ryan Kern, the second baseman. He just steps on the bag to catch the force out and Golderman. So Hastings fortunate there that that was not an error. They catch the force out down here on Shane Golderman. Would you mark that 6-4? The pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and now running down to second base on the play is a Brighton, Colorado. That's going to be a Sandoval. So he's aboard at second base on a stolen base. This is DeShazer at the plate, the first baseman. So now there is a two-man out for Brighton, Colorado here in the sixth inning of play. Brighton has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 5-3 in American Legion baseball coverage tonight. Sandoval is down there at second base, taking a big lead down there. Backing it even looks that way. There's a ground ball. Reimer dives for it at shortstop to his knees, and he can't make the throw to first base. There's a throw to third. That's not going to be in time, as Sandoval is aboard easily at third. DeShazer, he is aboard at first base here for Brighton, Colorado. That's the third base hit of the ball game now for DeShazer. And coming to the plate next is going to be Caden Pratt. Pratt is the third baseman. He is 1-for-3 so far tonight. Brighton now with 12 base hits here in this ball game against Alex Panganiban and Hastings. They've out hit the hometown team here by a margin of 12-4. 5-3 is the score. Brighton has got the lead. Panganiban works in the stretch. There's the ball hit toward left field. Valentine dressed back. Now comes on and makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Pratt gives that baby a ride, but right to the left fielder, Braden Valentine. That time, Brighton, they score no runs. They threaten here in the sixth inning of play. No runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings, and they leave two men left on base here in the sixth inning. We go to the bottom of the inning now with a score. Brighton 5, Hastings 5 points, Bank 3.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're going to see a new pitcher out there. It's going to be Cameron Martinez. He's going to come on from a second base to pitch, and Brian Kelly, the pitcher, is going to move to second base. So a defensive change there. A new pitcher is Cameron Martinez. He's going to try to finish things off here for Brighton, Colorado, as he comes on here in the sixth inning of play. So Cameron Martinez on for Brighton, Colorado. Brian Kelly, he works five innings here tonight for Brighton. He gives up three runs, and he gives up four base hits. Kelly, he walks six. Six walks here through five innings of play. And he struck out only one batter. So Brian Kelly is down on the pitcher's mound as he's replaced here in this sixth inning of play. We'll see what Hastings can get going here. Hastings still in this thing at 5-3. Coming up is going to be Ryan Kern. Ryan Kern, and then we're going to see Braden Valentine. Jameson Cockrell would follow him. Sam Reimer would then come aboard here if Hastings can get something going here in the sixth inning of play. So Ryan Kern is up to play now. He is 0-for-2 so far in this ballgame. Here's the pitch by Martinez. It's going to be up high for a ball. That's now one ball and no strikes to Kern. He started the day with a batting average of 222 here tonight. Kern waiting on the next pitch. In there for a strike in the outside corner, 1-1. So now Golderman is behind the plate. Martinez on the mound. DeShazer at first base, and Brian Kelly is over there at second. There's a ground ball down to third baseline, foul territory. James Smith is still at shortstop for Brighton, and Caden Pratt at third base. Mike Maestas is out there in left field. Tad Sandoval out in center. T.J. Ekloff is out in right field. Here comes the next pitch by Martinez. That one is going to be down low for a ball. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So after being no hit by Carney Runza last night, Hastings has got 4 base hits in the first 5 innings of this ball game tonight. The next pitch by Martinez is a fastball. It's going to be out wide for a ball. It's down 3 balls and 2 strikes. So a full count here to Ryan Kern. Next pitch by Martinez. Hit towards center. Sandoval drifts to his right, and he's going to grab the ball. An easy out there as Tad Sandoval records the out on Ryan Kern, who gave that baby a ride, but right at Tad Sandoval. That's the first out of the 6th inning of play now. Here comes Braden Valentine up there next. Valentine, he grounded out his last time up there back in inning number 4. John Blazer got the start in left field tonight. And Valentine inserted in the ball game in the 4th inning of play, so he's 0-for-1 here tonight. The pitch by Martinez inside for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Braden Valentine up there for Hastings. His batting average is sitting at .325 on the season. Next pitch right to the shortstop, but over his head in the left field. Smith can't come up with it. It's fielded there by the left fielder for Brighton. That's Mac Maestas as he gets the ball back to the infield. That's going to be a base hit there for Braden Valentine. That's the 5th one that Hastings has recorded tonight. And now Jamison Cockrell comes up there next. It's a 5-3 ball game. Hastings actually has their tying run to the plate now in the form of Jamison Cockrell. Only one man out here in the 6th. Martinez looking over his left shoulder at first base. Their pitch to the plate is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Jamison Cockrell. Batting average on the season is sitting at .355. He has done some damage out of this number 8 hole this season. There's the next pitch. Can be fouled away on the first base side. 1-1 the count. Cockrell has got 18 runs scored this year. That ties for the team lead in that category. He's got 22 base hits and 62 trips to the plate. A couple of doubles for his extra base hits. Nice spot for one right here with a runner on at first base in a 5-3 ball game. Martinez looking at first base. There's the pitch inside. Nearly hits him, and it's going to be a ball here at 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 the count to Jamison Cockrell. 6 walks, 6 strikeouts so far this year for Cockrell. Down there at first base is going to be Valentine, average lead. Next pitch is a fastball up high. Now 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1 the count now to Cockrell. Sam Reimer would be next. Hastings trying to come back here in this ball game. Here comes the 3-1 pitch now for Martinez. A fastball that misses outside. Jamison Cockrell heads down to the bag at the first base now. The first walk of the ball game given up by Cameron Martinez. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Valentine. And now Sam Reimer comes up there next for Hastings. Reimer, he's 0-for-2 so far tonight. He's grounded out both times. Once to second base and once to the shortstop. We're in the bottom half of the 6th inning. Hastings trailing 5-3. Reimer squares around the bunt, pulls back, takes a pitch down low for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Sam Reimer, who starts today with a batting average of .279. Playing for the first time in a while here tonight because of injuries. 12 base hits and 43 trips to the plate for Reimer. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Down low for another ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Reimer. Sam, he has struck out 11 times so far this year. He has walked 4 times. 12 base hits and 43 trips to the plate for Reimer. Squares around the bunt again. He's going to take a pitch inside for another ball. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-0 the count now to Sam Reimer, the number 9 guy in the batting order. For Hastings 5 Points Bank, Brock Dreher is out in the on-deck circle. He would be next. There's one man out here in the bottom half of the 6th inning. Here's the next pitch by Martinez. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And the Oz right below us. That one looked grossly outside from here. They give it a strike there. Three balls and one strike. Now the catcher, Shane Golderman, goes out to have a couple of words with Cameron Martinez. Yeah, that baby looked way outside, but the home plate umpire rings up a strike there on Sam Reimer. And the count is at three balls and one strike. So 3-1, the count with one man out here in inning number six. Obviously, Brighton is playing at double plate depth here in the infield, looking to get out of the inning here. Reimer's got a count of three balls and one strike, waiting on the pitch. It's on the way. That one is going to be outside for a ball. That one looked a lot closer than that last pitch, but this one is going to be a ball, and Reimer heads down to first base on the play. The second walk of the inning given up by Martinez. Now the pitching coach for Brighton is going to come out here. The bases are loaded. Valentine moves over to third base on the play. Cockrell is on at second base. Sam Reimer is on at first base. As the conversation continues out here on the pitcher's mound, Josh Mondragon is the coach who's out there for Brighton, Colorado. This is the guy who played at Hastings College a couple of years ago. My memory serves me correct. He was a catcher for the Broncos. His home state was Colorado, so he moved back there, and now he's got the Legion role out there in Brighton, Colorado, and that's how this game really got scheduled this year for the 2014 season, as Mondragon brings his Brighton club here to Hastings. So now there's one man out. The bases are loaded here in the sixth inning of play, and we got the top of the order up there in Brock Dreher. Dreher, he has grounded out once. He has struck out once, and he's reached on a base on balls. Martinez will go to work on him, and there's a strike. Nothing and one to Brock Dreher. Big situation here for Hastings. Dreher, he leads the team and walks with 22. Here's the next pitch way out in front. That one is swing and a miss. Nothing and two to Brock Dreher. Brock has struck out 12 times so far this year. 16 base hits and 66 trips to the plate. Bases are juiced here in the sixth inning of play. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now one ball and two strikes to Brock Dreher. He started the day with a batting average of .242. Mason Spilinick would be next. 1-2 pitch on the way, outside for another ball. Now the count even up at two balls and two strikes. The catcher, Golderman, goes back out and has a couple of words with Martinez. Two balls and two strikes. One man out here in the sixth inning of play. Hastings trailing in the ball game by the score of 5-3. Hastings is close in this game, but they've been out hitting the contest 12-5 by Brighton. A 2-2 pitch on the way here from Martinez. Way outside, and a good grab there by the catcher, Golderman. That was on the way back to the screen, but Golderman makes a diving grab with that one on the right-hand side of the plate. Now the count is full at three balls and two strikes. Martinez rubs down the baseball, climbs back on top of the hill, looks for the sign from Golderman. It's on the way. 3-2 pitch is going to be hit toward right field. Eckloff going back. Eckloff going back. He's going to make the catch. Runner at third base is going to tag. Here comes the throw in. Not in time, and sliding home safely is going to be Valentine. So Valentine comes in to score, and a hard hit ball to right field there by Brock Dreher. Dreher flies out to make it the second out of the inning, but also he drives home Valentine, who gets the job done. That makes it a 5-4 ball game now in favor of Brighton. But now there's two men out here in the inning. And coming up to the plate next will be Spilinick. He's been on base all three times tonight. He walked in the first, and he's got a couple of singles. He's also scored a run. So now he sees 5 points back, has got the tying run down there at second base. The lead run is over here at first base. With two men out here in the sixth inning, Martinez working from the stretch, looks at second base, offers one to the plate, swung on a miss. There goes the runner at third base. A throw down there is in time, trying to steal third base on the play was Jameson Cockrell, and he is caught down there. A good throw by Shane Golderman, the catcher for Brighton, Colorado. So Hastings rolling the dice a little bit there, and he is thrown out down there at third base. So the inning is over, but Hastings inches closer here in the sixth inning. They score one run on one base hit. No errors on Brighton, and we had one man left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score of Brighton 5, Hastings 4.
We're Shelter Insurance. We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Brady Staton is going to come out and throw this final inning now for Hastings Five Points Bank. Alex Panganiban is done. He went six innings tonight. Five runs, gives up 12 base hits, couple of strikeouts, and no walks. So Brady Staton is now out here in the seventh inning of play in a 5-4 ball game. Brighton is out and hit Hastings 12-5, both teams with an error. It's a 5-4 ball game now. Brighton has got the lead. So Brady Staton out there now for Hastings. They're trying to shut down Brighton here in the seventh inning of play. Staton is making his sixth appearance of the season. He has thrown 17 innings. His record is sitting at 2 wins and 2 losses. No saves. Out of those 17 innings, he's given up 14 base hits and 15 runs. 3 of those runs earned, 11 base on balls, 5 strikeouts. ERA at 1.23. So Brady Staton, the right-hander, comes out there now for Hastings to face this Brighton, Colorado lineup. TJ Ekloff is up there. This is going to be 4, 5, and 6 coming on to face Staton here in this one. Ekloff hits that one to short. Sam Reimer on a couple of hops goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Ekloff is retired in the play from short to first. That's going to bring up James Smith next. So Alex Panganiban, who has lost his last two appearances, trying to win one here tonight. We'll see what Brady Staton can do. Actually, if Hastings comes back to win this ball game, it would be Brady Staton who would pick up the win and not Alex. The pitch to James Smith is going to be outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. He's the number 5 hitter in the batting order. There's another ground ball to short. Another couple of hops to Reimer. He's got it. He throws the first. It's in time again. So 2 ground balls right to Sam Reimer at the shortstop there. Reimer scoops it up like a vacuum sweeper and gets it over to Zach Merrill at first base. Matt Maestas comes to the plate next. He's the left fielder. Maestas, he has singled so far in the ball game. He's reached on an error, scored a run. He's flown out to a center field. He's got 1 RBI in the ball game here tonight. Number 6 hitter in the batting order, and he gets a base hit right there as he drills the very first pitch out to Valentine out in left field. So a base hit there by Matt Maces. That's going to be his second hit of the ball game and the 13th one for Brighton, Colorado here in the ball game. And now coming up there is going to be Davis. So Davis comes up there, Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly comes up there now. He's batting in this number 7 position. He was the pitcher initially. And now he's batting here in the number 7 position for the DH in Cole Davis. Kelly stayed in the ballgame as they moved him to second base. There's the ball hit to Reimer again at shortstop. He grabs it, goes to second base to record the force out on to Maces, and the inning is over. Just like that, a 6-4 put out there at second base. So Brighton, Colorado, they score no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We can go to the bottom of the seventh inning with a score, Brighton 5, Hastings 4.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings Five Points Bank baseball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Been a good one to Brighton, Colorado here tonight. 5-4 ball game. Hastings trailing in the ball game as we move to the bottom half of the seventh inning now. Mason Spilinick, Alex Panganiban, and Brooks Asher scheduled up there for Hastings. Cameron Martinez will stay out there for Brighton, Colorado. We had no information on whether this game was going to be a 9-inning affair or not. Sometimes when they play these games during the week, they stretch them to 9 innings, but we had no indication that it was going to be that. So everybody in the press box is looking around. We assume that this is going to be a 7-inning ball game, which would mean that Hastings will be up there for the final time here tonight. So Mason Spilinick comes up there. Mason, so far in his ball game, he has got a couple of base hits, and he has reached on a walk so far in this ball game. He was up there when they got to Jamison Cockrell down there at second base attempting to steal. So he comes back up here in the seventh inning of play and takes a strike on the inside corner. And Mason Spilinick is behind in the count of no balls and one strike. So Martinez came out there and walked a couple of guys in the last inning. And now they hit Mason Spilinick here. He goes breezing by his red uniform there, and he trots down to the bag at the first base. So a hit batter now, and the tying run is on the base pads now for Hastings in the form of Spilinick down there. Alex Panganiban comes up there next. So Mason Spilinick down there with some good speed at the first base. Spilinick so far this year is 3-for-3 in stealing bases. So he's got some good wheels, but we've got some good hitters coming up with Panganiban, Asher, and Merrill. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes now to Alex Panganiban. Hastings trying to come back after their 7-0 loss last night to Kearney when they were no hit by a Peyton Pocock of Kearney Runza. Brighton, Colorado, no slouch team here. They come in with a mark of 15 wins and 5 losses. Here comes the 1-0 pitch now by Martinez. Ball's going to be hit towards center field. Sandoval can't get there. It's going to go over his head. It's going to roll to the wall. Around the bag at second, on his way to third is Spilinick. He's going to be waved home. Around the bag at second base is Panganiban. He slides in there head first at third base, a triple. A hard hit ball to left center field that Sandoval could not chase down out there. Coming in to score on the play is going to be Spilinick. That makes it a 5-5 ball game now. Panganiban is now on the base pads at third base for Hastings. There's nobody out here in the seventh inning of play. And Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. And now we're going to have a little conference on the mound here as the head coach. I don't think the head coach is even out there. The infield just calling this a little meeting themselves. And now here comes one of the coaches. That's Mondragon. Coach Mondragon coming out of the dugout here in the first base side to talk with his troops out there. So Hastings has come back here in the seventh inning. A triple by Alex Panganiban here for Hastings. That's going to be the first triple of the season for Pango. But that's going to be RBI number 18 for Panganiban, which leads the team. Brings home Mason Spilinick to tie the ball game up at 5 runs apiece. Hastings now with 6 hits in the ball game. And Brooks Asher now comes to the plate for Hastings. Asher, so far in this ball game, he has walked. He has hit into a double play, and he's got an RBI single. That was back in the fifth inning of play. So we assume this is the final inning here. That's Duncan Field. If Hastings can score a run here at the bottom half of the seventh inning, there's nobody out. Asher will dig in here on the right-hand side. Cameron Martinez is your pitcher. He throws one to the plate. It's going to be hit toward third base. Fielded there by Pratt. He goes over across the diamond. That's going to be in time against Asher. First out of this seventh inning. A 5-3 put out over there at the bag at first. And here comes Zach Merrill next. Hastings just needs a fly ball to center field or left field or right field. Get it to the outfield. And you've got Pango down here at third base. He can score, tag up from there to win this ball game. We're at 5-5 now in the seventh inning. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Smith has got it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Bright was playing with the infield in there. And they get the hop. Zach Merrill pokes out right to a James Smith. So a 6-3 put out, and now Bright will go back to a regular depth here. Ryan Kern comes up there next. So now there's two men out. Hastings with a chance to win this ball game. They've got Alex Panganiban down there at third base. Ryan Kern comes to the plate next. And the first pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. Good scoop up there by Golderman, the catcher. So far tonight, Kern has flown out to center field. His hit went out in front of the plate that he was retired on. He's flown out again to the center field. He takes a whack at that one, and he comes up empty, 1-1 the count. So Ryan Kern at the plate here for Hastings, his batting average at .222. We're in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Next pitch is on the way by Martinez. Going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike now. The winning run is down there at third base for Hastings in the form of Alex Panganiban. 2-1 the count here to Ryan Kern. Here's the next pitch, way outside for a ball, 3-1. Valentine would be next, and he's got the helmet on. He's got the club in hand. If a Ryan Kern can get aboard, 3-1 and 2 men out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Cameron Martinez winds and delivers. The pitch is swung on and foul tap here at the plate, 3-2. So 3-2. Ryan Kern at the plate here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Kern, a team-leading 13 strikeouts this year. He has walked 7 times. Martinez pitch swung on, tapped out on the left side, down the third baseline, fielded by Martinez. No, he lets it roll. That's going to be in foul territory. Wise choice there by Cameron Martinez. He comes over right to the third baseline. He reaches down. Looked like he was going to grab it, but he watches it go foul down the third baseline. So coming back to the right-hand batter's box is going to be Ryan Kern. The count remains at 3-2. 3-2 the count here to Ryan Kern with a bat on at third base. Here's the next pitch. Way outside for a ball, and he walks him. That's going to be walk number 3 in the ball game given up by Cameron Martinez since he came on in the sixth inning. He also hit a batter. Now runners are on at first and third base. Really, the runner at first doesn't make any difference here in this ball game as the winning run for Hastings is down there at third base in the form of Panganiban. So now Valentine comes to the plate. Valentine, he's got a base hit. That was the last time he was up there in the sixth inning. He came around to score a run. He grounded out in the fourth inning of play, and he reached on a base on balls back in the second. So he's officially one. Actually, he's 1-for-2. He was not in there in the second inning. Valentine came on to play in the fourth, so he's 1-for-2 so far with run scored. Martinez will work from the stretch. Here's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be a curve ball. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Valentine so far this season, he's got a batting average of .325, so a good hitter out there. 6 base on balls and 9 strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch swung on and foul tap back to the screen. It's 1-1. A base hit here for Hastings would win this baby. In the seventh inning, Hastings has tied the thing up with a RBI triple by Alex Panganiban to make it a 5-5 ball game. Pango now sitting down there at third base. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is going to be outside, down low for a ball. No throw from Golderman, the catcher. So now Hastings has got runners on at second and third base. 2-1 now to Braden Valentine. Cameron Martinez working from the full windup. Here's the pitch to the plate, way outside for a ball. Now 3-1. Who's next? Jameson Cockrell for Hastings. Cockrell in the number 8 position. Valentine winning here on the 3-1 now with 2 men out. Looking for his pitch to drive it. The ball's going to be popped up. It's going to be popped up out in center field. Sandoval, he's going to settle under it and makes the catch, and we're going to extra innings. Hastings comes up with a run here in the 7th inning. 1 run on a base hit. That was a triple by Alex Panganiban. No errors on Brighton, Colorado, and Hastings leaves 2 men left on the base pads After seven innings, we are tied up. It's Hastings 5, Brighton, Colorado 5.
It's great that we have a hospital like this in the community because we're not just treating patients, we're treating family members. You meet their kids, and sometimes you take care of them. You may take care of one of their siblings. You may take care of a spouse. You can't help knowing about them. You can't help knowing about their families and what's going on with them. I'll run into a patient, and it's just like, oh, hi, how are you? And they come and give you a hug, and that just makes you feel good all over. Then you see them out in the community, and then you do fundraising, like Relay for Life, started by the American Cancer Society. I think it's important, and it's helped to raise funds for cancer research. We want someday to eradicate cancer. Is it going to happen? I hope so. I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family, because that's how I'd want to be treated. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
So Alex Mendoza is going to come on down for Hastings here in the eighth inning of play. Mendoza, no wins and one loss on the season. He's got two saves, though. He has thrown 14 and one-third innings, giving up 15 hits and six runs. Four of those earned, eight base on balls and seven strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 1.95. So we got extra innings here tonight between Brighton, Colorado, and Hastings as we work into the eighth inning here. Shane Golderman, Cameron Martinez, and also Tad Sandoval is scheduled up here for Brighton, Colorado. So far, Hastings with five runs, six base hits. They committed one error. Hastings has left 8 men on the base pads. Brighton with five runs, 13 hits. They've committed one error, and they've left 8 men on base. Starting pitcher is long gone. Brian Kelly, he threw five innings tonight for Brighton, Colorado. Cameron Martinez has been out there since. Alex Panganiban threw six tonight for Hastings 5 points back. Brady Staten threw the seventh, and now Alex Mendoza out here in the eighth inning of play. Shane Golderman comes out here now for Brighton, Colorado, the number eight hitter in the batting order. That's from the right-hand side as Mendoza would go to work on him, and there's a strike delivered up there. No balls and one strike to Shane Golderman. He's got a couple of base hits tonight, also a strikeout one, so he's two for three. Waiting on the pitch by Mendoza. That's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is at one ball and one strike. Mendoza doesn't throw the hardest I have seen here. A little bit different than Panganiban and Staten, but he's always around the plate. There's a swing and a miss. And the count of one ball and two strikes now to Shane Golderman. He's behind the plate here for Brighton, Colorado here in this ballgame. One of the two recruits from this team is going to play for Steve Sponberg next year here at Hastings College. There's a swing and a miss. Golderman way out in front of that one as Alex Mendoza took something off of that, and Golderman was way out in front of that one and strikes out. First strike out of the ball game for Mendoza, obviously, here in the eighth inning. Coming out there next is going to be Martinez. He started at second base. He's been the pitcher for Brighton here in the last inning or so. The pitch to him is going to be inside for a ball. It's now 1-0. But Cameron Martinez, he has got a single, he's got a double, and he is blown out the shortstop in his three appearances. Tries to lay down a bunt. He does. Third baseline. Spilling it, grabs it, goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Diving for the bag over there at first was Cameron Martinez, but he did not get there in time. Nice play by Spilinick at third base for Hastings. Martinez is thrown out on the play from third to first. Now there's two men out here in the eighth inning. Going to bring up Tad Sandoval next. Here's Mendoza. His pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. It's nothing and one to Tad Sandoval. Laramie, Wyoming, and Hastings tomorrow night, right back here at Duncan Field. 5:30 starting time. 5:15 for the Pepsi pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Next pitch by Mendoza is going to be inside for a ball. Now one ball and one strike. We are in the eighth inning here tonight. Extra innings between Brighton, Colorado, and Hastings. Next pitch right back up through the middle. Takes a huge hop. Fielded there by Reimer. He gets it over to first base. That's going to be in time. It took a huge hop right off of the pitcher's mound. But Reimer at shortstop stays after it and grabs it and quickly gets it over to the first baseman and Zach Merrill to record the out. So Brighton, Colorado goes down in order here in the eighth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning with a score, Hastings 5 and Brighton 5.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Now T.J. Ekloff is going to come out here for Brighton, Colorado, and he will throw here in the eighth inning of play. He's been playing out in right field. So Ekloff is now on the mound. T.J. Ekloff. And we see that Brian Kelly has now moved out to right field. That means Cameron Martinez is back at the bag at the second where he started tonight. So some defensive changes with a closer here for Brighton, Colorado. T.J. Ekloff now on the mound. He'll be a right-handed thrower. So Brighton, Colorado is going to have Ekloff on the mound with Golderman behind the plate. DeShazer is over at first base. Cameron Martinez will be at second. James Smith is short. And Caden Pratt out at third base. Now you're going to have Brian Kelly out in right field. Tad Sandoval out in center. And Matt Macis will be out in left field. So it's a 5-5 ball game. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning here tonight. So Cameron Martinez, he throws a couple of innings there for Brighton, Colorado. Although he was in trouble most of the way. He doesn't give up any runs, so two innings pitched and no runs given up. He gives up a total of three base hits during his time out there. Martinez will check his numbers again as he walked three guys and also hit a batter while he was out there. So now, boy, this guy throws some smoke around for the bat. That's Ekloff, and it's in there for a strike. Up there for Hastings is going to be Jamison Cockrell. Cockrell is up there for Hastings. And here comes the pitch to the plate again. That's going to miss down low, so it's 1-1. So 1-1 here to Cockrell, and then we'll see Sam Reimer in the top of the order. Hastings needing a run to win this baby here tonight. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. That's now 2-1. So 2-1 the count here to Jamison Cockrell. We are in the eighth inning of play. Next pitch is going to be inside for another ball. So Hastings needs some base runners here in this eighth inning. Trying to scratch out a win here tonight. Jamison Cockrell is the first guy to come up here in this eighth inning of play. Here's the next pitch by Ekloff. That's going to be a fastball. It's going to hit the outside corner for a strike. Cockrell ready to throw the bat away there. Home plate umpire rings him up for a strike. Russ Kindig shaking his head again down there in the third base coaching box. So 3-2 here to Jamison Cockrell. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Hit on the ground towards short. Smith has got it. Charges. Throws it to first base in time by half a step to catch Jamison Cockrell. He is retired in the play from short to first. Cockrell's got good wheels and nearly beat out that throw from the shortstop, James Smith. Sam Reimer comes up there next. Reimer so far in the ball game has grounded out twice, and he has got a base on ball, so he's 0-2 tonight. Started the night with a batting average of .279. Hastings been out hitting this ball game now 13-6 by Brighton, Colorado, but we're tied up at 5 runs apiece. Hastings scoring a running the seventh inning to tie her up here and force extra innings. Here's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Reimer backs out of the batter's box and takes a look at head coach Russ Kindig down there in the third base box. Ekloff working from the stretch. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be inside for another ball. 2-0 the count. So Ekloff working from the stretch, although nobody is on the base pads right now for Hastings in his 5-5 ball game. Here comes the 2-0 pitch now from Ekloff. There's another fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike now to Sam Reimer. Reimer's got 11 strikeouts so far this year. He has walked four times. You get on the base pads here in this 5-5 ball game. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to miss inside again. Three balls and one strike. TJ Ekloff throwing nothing but smoke here in this eighth inning of play. Sam Reimer again backs out of the batter's box. Now he digs back in. 3-1 to count to Reimer. Here's the pitch on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike. Three balls and two strikes now on Sam Reimer. Reimer's got 12 base hits and 43 trips to the plate so far this season. Top of the order, and Brock Dreher would be up there next. Here's the next pitch hit toward right field, foul territory. Reimer stays alive at three balls and two strikes. Tomorrow night, we've got Laramie, Wyoming in here to take on Hastings Five Points Bank. 5:30 for the first pitch. Pregame show at 5:20. The Pepsi pregame show tomorrow night at 5:20 here on 1230 KHIS. Next pitch again is fouled away on the first base side. Now remains at three balls and two strikes. Sam Reimer up the plate. Ben Reimer is the first base coach down there for Hastings Five Points Bank. Across the diamond, you've got Russ Kindig in the third base box. Here comes the 3-2. It's on the way. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks in. So a base on ball is given up there. So Hastings now has the winning run down there at first base with one man out. Russ going through the signs down there in the third base coaching box now. We'll see with Brock Dreher coming to the plate next. The catcher is Dolderman. He goes out to have a couple of words with Ekloff now. We'll find out what Brighton, Colorado wants to do here. Brock Dreher is at the plate. He's got a strikeout so far, a base on balls. He's grounded out once, and he's flown out to right field. One RBI so far tonight. Brock Dreher comes to the plate. His batting average to start tonight was at 242 on his leadoff position. Brock Dreher has got 16 base hits and 66 trips to the plate, 15 singles and one double. Leads the team in runs scored. He squares around the bunt first base sign, and he's going to be foul territory. So Hastings trying to move the base runner along there with one man out. Spilinick would be up there next for Hastings. Spilinick has had a good night here tonight. He's been on base all four times. He's come to the plate, a walk and a hit batter and a couple of singles. We got to get Brock Dreher aboard here, though. No balls and one strike. Here's the pitch by Ekloff. Another fastball swing and a miss. A throw down to first base. That's not going to be in time. That's the last thing you need is you get picked off of the bag at first. Reimer dives back in there. Dreher has a count of no balls and two strikes here. 0-2 in the eighth inning of play. Tied up at five runs apiece here tonight with American Legion Baseball. Reimer sneaks away from the bag at first. Ekloff works that way, stays put. Here comes the pitch to the plate, fastball that misses outside. And the count now is at one ball and two strikes to Brock Dreher of Hastings. Dreher re-enters the batter's box here. Reimer again takes his lead down there at first base. DeShazer will hold him on. Reimer goes at first base. The throw down there at second is not going to be in time, and Hastings has a man in scoring position. So Reimer takes off on the pitch. A stolen base there by Sam Reimer. Now Brock Dreher is looking at a count of two balls and two strikes. So in 2-2 the count here. Reimer is now at the bag at second base for Hastings. That's the first stolen base of the year for Reimer. And the next pitch is now going to be up high. And now the count is full at three balls and two strikes. Hastings needs a run here in this eighth inning to win it here tonight. We're tied up at five runs apiece. Hastings tied it in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Three balls and two strikes, and now Ekloff is going to step off of the rubber and look that runner back to a second base. That's Reimer. So three balls and two strikes and one man out here in the bottom half of the eighth inning at Duncan. Next pitch is on the way. It's going to be inside for a ball. There's a throw down to second base, not in time. So there's another walk given up there. Back-to-back walks now from T.J. Eckloff. Runners on at first and second base. Mason Spilinick comes up there next. Spilinick has walked. He has singled. He has singled and scored a run, and he's been hit by a pitch and scored a run. So runners are on at first and second base. The winning run is down there at second base in the form of Sam Reimer. Mason Spilinick, with a batting average of .277, will come to the plate here. For Hastings, 5 points. Bank squares around the bunt, leaves it out in front of the plate. Eckloff grabs it. He goes to first base. To Martinez, nearly threw it away, but Martinez grabs it over there, covering the bag at first. So they sacrifice these runners along now to second and third base. Mason Spilinick is thrown out on the play from pitcher over to the second baseman covering the bag at first. So now runners are on at second and third base, and now coming to the plate is going to be Mendoza. Alex Mendoza comes to the plate. Mendoza, 0-for-8 so far this year from the plate. Mendoza's got a chance to win it. He takes a whack there and a swing and a miss. So Alex Mendoza, he is 0-for-8 from the plate this year. With a base on balls and one strikeout, comes up here with a chance to win it. The man is on at third base. Mendoza takes a whack at that one and fouls it away. Nothing in two. So it appears that Mendoza, if Hastings cannot score here, obviously he would be back out there for Hastings' 5 points there. He might be pinch hit for in this situation. But Alex Mendoza, 0-for-8 on the year, is up there now with a count of no balls and two strikes. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be down low, and that maybe just misses. Emotions there on the mound by T.J. Eckloff. He thought he got a called third strike there. 1-ball-2-strikes now to Alex Mendoza, standing in the right-hand batter's box. I guess the righty in Eckloff. Here's the next pitch. It's because he swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. So Mendoza goes down. The inning is over. That's going to be strikeout number one for T.J. Eckloff. Hastings here in the eighth inning. They score no runs on no base hits, no errors on Brighton, Colorado. Hastings leaves two men left on the base pads. We go to number nine tonight, inning number nine, with a score, Hastings 5 and Brighton 5.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike, we're back here at Duncan Field as we enter inning number nine here tonight. Hastings and Brighton, Colorado tied up at 5 runs apiece. Hastings tied up the ball game in the 7th inning of play tonight. As Hastings got Mason Spilinick, he was hit by a pitch to lead off the 7th, and then it was Alex Panganiban who hits a triple to drive home a run. That tied things up at 5 runs apiece. Nobody able to score in the 8th inning of play. Now here we are in inning number 9 as Brighton, Colorado will come to the plate here in the top half of the inning. Mendoza stays out there. There's a bouncing ball again. The Reimer, he bobbles the ball. It's shortstop, and safe on the play is going to be Cole DeShazer. That's going to be error number 2 in the ball game against Hastings. So Cole DeShazer is aboard now at first base. Caden Pratt comes up there next for Brighton. Pratt so far in the ball game has struck out once. He's flown out to center field. He has singled and scored a run. That was back in the 5th, and he's flown out to left field. So he is 1-for-4 tonight with a run scored. Eric's a bunt laid down, third base side. Spilinick has got it. He scoops it up. And he goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So the sacrifice works there as they move the base runner along to second base on the play. Now there's one man out. The third baseman, Mason Spillick, a double clutch down there at third base. He looks toward the bag at second, but goes with the wise choice and the safe choice as he throws out Caden Pratt over there at first base. So there's one man out. Here's T.J. Ekloff to the plate next. Ekloff started in right field tonight. Now he's the pitcher for Brighton. And here comes the pitch to him by Alex Mendoza. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Ekloff so far in the ball game, he's fouled out down the right field line. Hit one back to the pitcher. He's got a double in the ball game. And he's grounded out to shortstop. Waiting on the pitch here by Alex Mendoza with a man on at second base. That's DeShazer. Here's a pitch by Mendoza. Hit over the head of Mendoza at the pitcher's mound. And a throw from second baseman Ryan Kern over to first. That's going to be in time. Ekloff is retiring the play from second to first. The runner moves over to third base on the play. That's going to be DeShazer. Now James Smith will come to the plate next. That one hops over the head of Alex Mendoza on the pitcher's mound. But Ryan Kern right there, the second baseman, and now the pitching coach for Hastings, Kevin Asher, is going to come out of the third base dugout. Make sure everybody is on the right page here as we're going to face James Smith. James Smith is a shortstop for Brighton. So far, he's got one hit and four trips to the plate. That was back in the fourth inning. Had a single, and he came around to score a couple of runs. A run there in the fourth. Flew out to right field. He's flown out to center, and he's grounded out once. Brighton scoring a run in the third inning tonight, two in the fourth and two in the fifth. Hastings scoring one run in the third inning, two in the fifth. They got one in the sixth, and they tied it up in the seventh inning of play in the fourth extra innings. We are now in inning number nine. Asher is back off of the diamond now here at Duncan Field, so they're going to throw to James Smith. Smith, the number five guy in the batting order here for Brighton, Colorado. Their lead run is down there at third base. Mendoza goes to work. There's the pitch inside. It's going to be a ball. One ball and no strikes to James Smith. So there's two men out for Brighton, Colorado. We're playing here in the top half of the ninth inning here tonight. Mendoza working from the stretch. Offers another one to the plate. That ball is going to be fouled away. That's now one ball and one strike. After the ball game, we'll name our player of the game tonight. We'll have our coach's post-game show with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. Tomorrow night, Laramie of Wyoming and Hastings right back here at Duncan Field. Airtime will be at 5:15 for the Pepsi pregame show, 5:30 for the first pitch between Hastings and Laramie, Wyoming. One ball and one strike and two men out here in the ninth. James Smith digs back in from the right-hand side. Mendoza from the stretch, looks at the runner at third, offers one to the plate, off-speed stuff, in there for a strike. So one ball and two strikes now to James Smith. For Brighton, Colorado, a team that comes in here with a mark of 15 wins and five losses. Down there at third base is Cole DeShazer for Brighton, Colorado. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be outside for a ball. Good stop there by Asher from behind the plate. Now two balls and two strikes. DeShazer down there at third. He's one, another one of those Hastings College recruits that we'll see next year. He's had a good ball game here tonight. Here's the next pitch on the way. The ball's going to be hit towards center field. Brock Dreher is going to center under it and makes the catch. The inning is over. James Smith, he flies out to center field to end the inning for Brighton, Colorado. So they score no runs in the inning, no runs on no hits, one error on Hastings. And we had one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning with a score, Brighton 5 and Hastings 5.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the bottom of the ninth inning here tonight. This one was scheduled for 7. We're in extra innings. Hastings 5 and Brighton, Colorado 5. Brooks Asher coming up there. Zach Merrill, Ryan Kern. Then we'll see Braden Valentine here in this ninth inning. So Hastings has got the meat of the order coming up here. TJ Eckloff is going to stay out there for Brighton, Colorado. He is the third pitcher used by Brighton here in this ballgame. Brian Kelly, the starter. The folks from Colorado, Alex Panganiban got the start for Hastings. Those pitchers are long gone. Cameron Martinez threw a couple of innings there for Brighton, and now T.J. Eckloff in his second inning of relief. Brady Staten and Alex Mendoza is thrown for Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. Hastings has been out hitting the ball game 13-6, but we're tied up at 5 runs apiece as Hastings now bats here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Asher comes to the plate. Eckloff's pitch to him is going to be fouled away. Brooks Asher is so far in the ball game. He has reached on a base on balls. He's hit into a double play. He's got an RBI single. And he's also grounded out once. So Brooks Asher comes out here. Hastings needs some base runners, or at least one of them. It's a 5-5 ball game here in the ninth. And Brighton heading for Gretna tomorrow. They've got an 8 a.m. game tomorrow at Gretna. Here comes the pitch here by Eckloff. He's going to be outside for a ball. Actually moving up this game from 7:30 to 5:30 today to allow Brighton to make the trip to Gretna. Now we're in extra innings. We're in the ninth. That didn't work out too well. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Two balls and one strike. So Brooks Asher up there for Hastings. 2-1 the count. Zach Merrill anxiously waiting here in the on-deck circle. Tied up at 5 runs apiece. Eckloff again pitches. That ball is way outside for a ball. It's now 3 balls and 1 strike. So Asher is ahead of the count at 3-1. Brooks so far this year, he has walked 10 times, actually 12 times for Brooks. And he has struck out 10 times. 16 base hits and 73 trips to the plate for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawk. Here's the next pitch, a fastball right down the pipe there. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tell you what, this guy, T.J. Eckloff, he's throwing some smoke here. When he gets in trouble, he just comes with a fastball and blows right on by our hitters, a team that has struggled the last 2 games hitting the ball. Here's the next pitch, swung out and missed, and Brooks strikes out. Asher strikes out for the first time here tonight. That's going to be strikeout number 2 in the ball game for T.J. Eckloff. And that's going to bring up Zach Merrill next. So Merrill comes to the plate now. Reached on a fielder's choice. He has grounded out once. He's flown out to center field, and he's grounded out. So he's 0-4 in the ballgame here tonight. His batting average at .333. Merrill waiting on the pitch now from Eckloff. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Zach Merrill, he has struck out 6 times so far this year. He has walked 11 times. He's got 18 base hits and 68 trips to the plate. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Wow. Again, a fastball there. He just blew right on by him as Merrill can't get around on the count. Or get around on the pitch. 1-1 the count now to Zach as he waits here in the right-hand batter's box. Eckloff again. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, this time on the first base side. And the count of 1-2. 1-2 the count. We're at Duncan Field and Hastings here tonight in extra innings between Hastings and Brighton, Colorado. Eckloff again looking for the sign. He's got it. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away again, first base side, as he comes with another fastball there. Count remains at 1-2. Ryan Kern has got the bat in the on-deck circle here for Hastings with a helmet on, so he will bat here in the ninth inning. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now from Eckloff to Merrill. That pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It packs Merrill away about shoulder high there in the right-hand batter's box. And the count is sitting at 2-2. 2 strikes now to Zach Merrill. with one man out. There's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. So now three balls and two strikes to Zach Merrill. Ekloff taking a little stroll around the pitcher's mound now for Brighton, Colorado. Climbs on top of the hill, foot on the rubber. Looks at the catcher for his sign. He's got it. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Merrill strikes out. Strikeout number three in the ball game for T.J. Ekloff as he comes with a fastball there. Merrill unable to get around with that one. And now Ryan Kern comes to the plate next. We are in the ninth inning of play here tonight between Hastings and Brighton, Colorado. Tied up at five runs apiece at the end of seven innings as Hastings scored in the bottom of the seventh to force the extra session. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball on Ryan Kern. Kern so far tonight has flown out to center field. He is grounded out. He's flown out to center field, and he has walked. Next pitch by Ekloff. Fastball up around the eyeballs. That's going to miss. Two balls and no strikes now to Ryan Kern. Braden Valentine would be next for Hastings. If Ryan can get on the board. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the next pitch by Ekloff, and that nearly hits Ryan Kern as he dances away from that fastball here in the right-hand batter's box. The count is at three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count here to Ryan Kern for Hastings. Ekloff will come with a fastball here. And here's on the way. That's going to be the case. It sails up high for a ball. So Ryan Kern gets a walk here now in the ninth inning. That represents the winning run down there at first base. And now Valentine comes to the plate next. Valentine, a 325 hitter on the season. He's got 13 base hits and 40 trips to the plate. Valentine so far tonight, 1-for-3. Had a single and scored a run in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch to him. He'll be fouled away. On the first base side, he falls behind on the count of no balls and one strike. So the winning run now is over there at first base in the form of Ryan Kern. Russ Kindig flashing the signs down there in the third base box. Bottom of the ninth inning. Hastings and Brighton tied up at five runs apiece. There's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count down to Braden Valentine. He has struck out 9 times so far this year. He has walked 6 times. 13 base hits and 40 trips to the plate. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Outside and a check swing. And it's going to be a called strike there. Catcher drops the third strike, and he tags out Valentine, and the inning is over. So the pitcher, T.J. Ekloff, comes out and strikes out the side in the ninth inning of play with just one walk sandwiched in between strikeouts number 2 and 3 in the inning. Hastings, they score no runs on no hits, no errors. They've left one. We go to inning number 10 here tonight with a score, Brighton 5 and Hastings 5.
Pepsi Wild Cherry.
It's so explosively effervescent. It's like a...
Oh, it's like a cherry fire hydrant blasting a block party with bubbly deliciousness. Pepsi Wild Cherry.
Pepsi Wild Cherry. It's so explosively refreshing. It's like...
Oh, a cherry stick of dynamite detonating your taste buds one by one.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is so explosively lip-smacking, it's like...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of like a cherry fireworks display bursting with flavor and making people's mouths go...
Ooh!
Ah!
Pepsi Wild Cherry, it's so explosively poplicious, it's like...
Oh, a wild water park ride plunging you into pure, uncontrollable cheriosity.
Pepsi Wild Cherry.
It's so cherry.
So cherry.
Explosively cherry.
1230 KHAS. All right, we head to inning number 10 here tonight between Hastings and Brighton, Colorado. Brighton has got 5 runs, 13 base hits, 1 error so far in the contest. Hastings with 5 runs, 6 base hits. They've committed 2 errors. Hastings tied things up in the bottom of the 7th thanks to a hip batter to Mason Spillick, and then a triple from Alex Panganiban that scored that fifth run. The team really threatening in the ninth inning of play, although Hastings had a runner at third base in inning number 8. Brighton had a runner at third base in inning number 9. So Alex Mendoza comes back out here for Hastings. There's the ball. It's going to be hit toward right field. Cockrell settles under it, out in right, and he makes the catch. Matt Maestas, he flies out to right field there to begin the 10th inning of play. And now coming to the plate is going to be Kelly. Kelly's going to come to the plate. They shifted him around a little bit tonight. Brian Kelly's now out in right field defensively for Brighton. He spent some time on the mound tonight. In fact, he was a starting pitcher. He hits that ball to left center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Fielding the ball out there is going to be Valentine. Kelly is digging his way towards second base. He's going to be up there with a stand-up double. So Brian Kelly gets a stand-up double here for Brighton, Colorado. So now Brighton has got a runner on in scoring position at second base and only one man out. And here comes Shane Golderman to the plate next. He's the catcher. Golderman, he struck out once back there in the third inning. Had an RBI single in the fourth. He had a single in the sixth inning of play. He struck out in the eighth. So Golderman comes to the plate now with a man on in scoring position at second base. The pitch to Alex Mendoza is going to be outside for a ball. Good grab there by Asher, the catcher for Hastings. 1-0 the count. This is another guy that's going to be coming to Hastings College next year, Shane Golderman, a recruit for head coach Steve Sponberg. He'll play his college ball for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be fouled away here in the first base side, out of play. And the count is at 1-1. Hastings in Laramie, Wyoming tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS, 5:20 for the Pepsi pregame show. First pitch will be at 5:30 tomorrow night. Here comes the next pitch on the way. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now 2-1. 2-1 the count here to Shane Golderman. Cameron Martinez would be next. Brighton has got the lead run down there at second base. There's a big swing and a miss. But those are nice pitch there. Way out in front of that one was Golderman. And now the count is sitting at 2-2. Mendoza looking for the sign now from his catcher, Brooks Asher. He's got it. Looks to the runner at second base. Looks again at the second base. And here's the pitch to the plate outside for a ball. 3-2 now. 3-2 the count. We are in the top of the 10th inning here tonight. Extra innings between Brighton, Colorado, and Hastings here tonight. 3-2 with one man out. Here comes the next pitch on the way. Swung on and foul tapped here at the plate. By Golderman, and the count remains at 3-2. American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings trying to bounce back from their 7-0 loss to Kearney Runza last night when they were no hit here at Duncan. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field. It's going to curve over into foul territory. No chance there for Jamison Cockrell. So the count remains at 3-2. Brooks Asher behind the plate. Merrill and Kern over here on the right side of the diamond for Hastings. Reimer and Spilnick over here on the left side. Valentine, Dreher, and Cockrell out in the outfield for Hastings 5 points. 3-2. Next pitch on the way. Hit towards short. Reimer grabs it at short. He goes over to first base in time, but the runner moves over to third on the play. Golderman is retired on the play from short to first. That's going to bring up Cameron Martinez next. So moving over to third base on the play is going to be Brian Kelly. He represents the lead run here for Brighton, Colorado. Cameron Martinez is up there next. He was the starting pitcher tonight for Brighton, Colorado. Or check that he was the second man to come to the mound. He was pitched 2 innings of relief, and now he's back at second base. He started at second. Here's the pitch to him. The ball's going to be poked to right field. Jamison Cockrell coming on. Cockrell coming on and makes the catch. Cockrell's done a good job out there in right field tonight as Cameron Martinez flies out to right field to end the inning. So Brighton, Colorado leaves a man stranded at third base. It would have been the lead run here in this one. Brighton, they scored no runs, one base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the 10th inning with a score, Brighton 5 and Hastings 5.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
All right, TJ Eckloff is going to come back out. He'll throw again here for Brighton, Colorado. Bottom half of the 10th inning. Hastings and Brighton were tied up at five runs apiece. Jamison Cockrell, Sam Reimer, and also Brock Greer, the scheduled hitters here for Hastings here in the 10th. So American Legion baseball action here tonight. Working extra innings between Hastings and Brighton, Colorado in this midweek ball game. Brighton moving on to Gretna tomorrow. They've got a doubleheader beginning at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning in Gretna. Going to move on to Omaha and play all weekend long in a huge tournament with teams from throughout the United States, they tell us. A huge tournament in Omaha, that's where they're headed. Playing extra innings here tonight, not what they were looking for. We move to the 10th inning of play. So here comes Jamison Cockrell up there for Hastings. Cockrell in the number 8 position. So far, he has flown out. He has also walked a couple of times. He has grounded out once. New digs here at Duncan Field with a new sound system. Still trying to get the vibes down on that, baby, as Cockrell comes to the plate here. There's a big swing and a miss. Eckloff, he throws the ball hard, and I just don't see Hastings getting to this guy. Could be wrong, but Jamison Cockrell, he was nowhere close to making contact there. As Eckloff has thrown some smoke, here comes the next pitch. It comes inside, and that one gets away from the catcher, Golderman, back to the screen. Nobody on the base paths right now. One ball and one strike down to Jamison Cockrell for Hastings. Cockrell's got the best batting average on the team at .355 as number 8 spot. Eckloff again working from the stretch with nobody on the base pads. Here's the next pitch. Fastball misses outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Cockrell has got 6 strikeouts, 6 base on balls coming into the ball game here tonight. 22 base hits and 62 trips to the plate. Here comes the 2-1 pitch now from Eckloff. Ball's going to be popped up. It's going to be on the first base side and it's going to get out of the play. So the count remains, or the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2, the count down at Cockrell. Sam Reimer is on the on-deck circle, or in the on-deck circle down here in the third base side for Hastings. Then it would be Brock Greer and Mason Spillenick, if somebody can get aboard here. A 5-5 ball game. We're in the bottom half of the 10th inning here tonight. There comes the 2-2 pitch now from Eckloff. It's on the way. That ball is going to be poked again toward the right field side in foul territory. So the guy remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Jamison Cockrell for Hastings. Cockrell has got a couple of doubles for his extra base hits so far this year. No home runs, and he's got 6 RBIs. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Cockrell. Here comes a pitch by Eckloff. Fastball is going to be popped up again. First base side gets out of play. So Jamison Cockrell has fouled away the last several pitches here. Home plate umpire gets a fresh set of baseballs here. Sticks him in his ball bag, hanging to the right side of his right leg there. Now we're set to go. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody out for Hastings here in the 10th inning. T.J. Eckloff working from the stretch again. Comes set, fires one to the plate. Fastball and misses. 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Jamison Cockrell. Hastings needs a base runner here with nobody out. Their choices for head coach Russ Kindig are much greater with nobody out if we can get a base runner. Here comes the next pitch, and it hits him inside, hits him on the ankle. That was a fastball. That's going to sting a little bit. A fastball that beans Jameson Cockrell as he heads down to the bag at first base. It would have been a ball anyway, but officially a hit batter here in the 10th inning of play as Cockrell goes scampering down to the bag at first base. That fastball got away from T.J. Ekloff, and it beans Jameson Cockrell down there. Cockrell's all right. He'll run down there at first base. So Jameson Cockrell, who got his first stolen base earlier in this ball game back in the fourth inning, is now on there at first base. He represents the winning run for Hastings here in the 10th. There's a pitch way outside. Sam Reimer is the guy after the plate here, and that pitch was way outside. A good grab there by Shane Golderman behind the plate. So Hastings has got the winning run now down there at first base here in the bottom half of the 10th inning in the form of Jameson Cockrell taking a lead down there. Here comes the pitch to the plate inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes now. So all of a sudden, T.J. Ekloff has lost the strike zone for the time being. Sam Reimer up there, the number 9 hitter for Hastings in the batting order. Brock Dreher would be next. Here comes the 2-0 pitch on the way. It's going to be outside for a strike. They're going to say it's a strike in the outside corner. Quick throw down to first base, not in time. Golderman goes down to DeShazer, trying to catch Jameson Cockrell off of the bag down there at first. It was a strike here at the plate, so it's two balls and one strike now to Sam Reimer with nobody out. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Nope, swung on and fouled away on the first base side. The runner was going at first base. As Cockrell have to go back to the bag at first. So Sam Reimer fouls away the pitch, and now the count is at two balls and two strikes. Let's see if Russ is going to send the runner here. With a count 2-2 and nobody out. Cockrell inches away from the bag down there at first base. They'll hold him on. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball to throw down there at second base. If they head first slide, it's not going to be in time. A stolen base there by Jameson Cockrell. That's his second swipe of this ball game, and now Hastings has got the winning run down there at second base in the form of Jameson Cockrell. And the count here at the plate is sitting at three balls and two strikes on Sam Reimer. So Cockrell gets his stolen base. He's down there at second base. There's nobody out for Hastings here in the bottom of the 10th inning. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Sam Reimer goes down. Strikeout number 5 in the ballgame now for T.J. Ekloff. A low outside pitch there that may have been a ball, but Sam Reimer tries to connect and strikes out. So now there's one man out for Hastings here in the 10th inning of play with a winning run down there at second base. Here comes Brock Dreher up there next. The pitch to him is going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Brock Dreher so far tonight with a strikeout, a walk, grounded out once. He flew out the right field and he walked again. So he's still looking for his first base hit of the ball game here tonight. Brock Dreher winning. It's one ball and no strikes. And now he calls a timeout. Backs out of the batter's box. Readjusts his batting glove. Looks down at Russ Kindig down there in the third base box. Cockrell is down there at second base, taking a lead down there for Hastings 5 points. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-0. Brock Dreher so far on this 2014 season. Batting average is sitting at .242. 16 base hits and 66 trips to the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that's going to hit the outside corner for a strike. That's now two balls and one strike. Brock Dreher may have been taking on that pitch there. Mason Spilenick would be next for Hastings. Hastings 5 points trying to win this baby in the bottom of the 10th inning. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Another fastball. That's now two balls and two strikes. Brock Dreher, he leads the team in walks with 22. He's also got 12 strikeouts. The count now is at two balls and two strikes with one man out. Here's the next pitch outside for a ball. 3-2. So first base is open right now. 3-2, the count here to Brock Dreher for Hastings, the number one guy in the batting order for Hastings 5 points bank. Ekloff working on the mound. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled away. First base side, out of play. So the count remains at 3-2. American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS in extra innings. At the bottom half of the 10th inning. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Three balls, two strikes, one man out. Next pitch from Eckloff. A fastball that misses outside and a walk given up there. Really doesn't make too much difference there because the winning run is down there at second base. So a walk, that's going to be walk number three in the ball game by T.J. Eckloff. He has hit one man. Hastings so far has not recorded a hit off of this guy. Now Mason Spillin comes out there next. So now Hastings with runners on at first and second base. There's only one man out. Once if you're Brighton, the thing you're looking for here is a potential double play ball to get you out of the inning. If you're Hastings, you're looking for something to get your winning run down there to third base. That's Jamison Cockrell. So we'll see what Spillin can do. He's a 277 hitter as he digs in from the right-hand side. One man out for Hastings in the bottom of the 10th. Here's a pitch by Eckloff up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Alex Mendoza is in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. Mendoza had a chance to maybe win it in the bottom of the 7th, but could not do it. There's the ball. It's going to be hit off of the handle of the bat. Foul on the first base side. One ball and one strike. Mason Spilinick up there for Hastings, a 277 hitter on the season for Spilinick. He has struck out only three times this year, and he has walked twice. Here comes the next pitch to Spilinick. It's going to be down low for another ball. Now two balls and one strike to Mason Spilinick. Mason so far this year with 18 base hits and 65 trips to the plate. Boy, just a little poke in the gap out there to the outfield, and Hastings would have a win here. Cockrell's got some good wheels at second base. There's a ball hit and foul territory, first base side. So the count remains at 2-2. Yeah, just anything to the gaps out there in the outfield, and Jamison Cockrell will have no problem scoring from second base. T.J. Eckloff has now got a count of two balls and two strikes here at the plate. One man out. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball that misses outside. So it's three balls and two strikes now to Spilinick. Mendoza is standing in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. Eckloff taking some extra time between pitches again here. Three balls and two strikes, one man out in the bottom of the 10th. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, swung on, tapped toward a shortstop, fielded there. Throw by Smith over to first base. It's going to be in time. Great grab over there at first base by Cole DeShazer to pull that one out of the dirt. But now Hastings again has runners on at second and third base. Here in the 10th inning of play, Mason Spilinick, he grounds out to shortstops. Now again, Hastings has a man on at third base with a chance to win this game. And Alex Mendoza, who had a chance to win it back there in the, what was the 8th inning of play when Hastings had a man at third base, he struck out. So Mendoza comes up here again here in the 10th with a chance to win it for Hastings. He is now 0-9. On the season. Mendoza is still looking for his first base hit of the season. He comes up here again in the 10th inning of play as he takes a pitch here for a ball outside. No, but one ball and no strikes now to Alex Mendoza. Brooks Asher would be next for Hastings if Mendoza can get aboard. First base is open. We're in the bottom half of the 10th inning. We're tied up at 5 points or 5 runs apiece. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Mendoza skipping away from that pitch. And now Golderman, the catcher, goes out to have a couple of words with the pitcher, Eckloff. First baseman, DeShazer, is going to join him on the pitcher's mound. So the count here to Alex Mendoza is sitting at two balls and no strikes. Hastings with runners on at second and third base. Winning run is Jamison Cockrell down there at third for Hastings. Mendoza has just got to get a little aluminum on the old bat here, or the aluminum on the ball in this 10th inning of play. Two balls and no strikes. T.J. Eckloff working from the stretch, looks at the runner at third, fires one to the plate, right down the pipe there for a stripe. It's now two balls and one strike to Alex Mendoza. Mendoza has struck out once. He has walked once. He's 0-9 from the plate this season. Chance to be a hero here in this ball game. There's a ball that's going to be hit, but it's going to be in foul territory. Comes right back at us and out of play. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes and 2 men out here in the 10th inning of play. Extra innings here tonight between Brighton, Colorado, and Hastings. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch on the way. It's going to be poked to right field. Coming on, and making the catch out there in right field is going to be Brian Kelly. And the inning is over as Hastings again unable to score here in the 10th inning as Mendoza flies out to right field. So the second time in the 3 innings that Mendoza had a chance to win this baby and comes up empty. Hastings scores no runs in the 10th inning. No runs on no hits. No errors on Brighton and 2 men left on base. We have played 10 here tonight at Duncan Field with a score. Hastings 5, Brighton 5.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, it's a 5-5 ball game as we move to the 11th inning of play. So Hastings had a chance to win this thing in both the 8th and 10th innings, but Alex Mendoza was unable to connect on a base hit. So here's Brighton now coming to the plate here in the 11th inning. This is going to be Tad Sandoval as he comes to the plate. Sandoval, the number one hitter in the batting order for Brighton, Colorado. He's flown out to center. He's got a single. He's flown out to left field. Reached on a fielder's choice, and he has grounded out once. So Sandoval up there now. Here's a pitch to him. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for, well, they're going to say it's going to strike in the outside corner. 1-1 the count here. So it's a 5-5 ball game now. Alex Mendoza stays out there for Hastings. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. So Alex Mendoza on the hill, and we've got Brooks Asher still behind the plate here. Hastings 5 points back. There's a next pitch. Swung out and missed. Sandoval way out in front of that one. And it's now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Or 2 balls and 2 strikes it should be. 2-2 the count. And inning number 11. Here tonight this one was scheduled for 7. Here's the next pitch. Swung out and missed. And he strikes out. Sandoval strikes out. That's going to be strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Mendoza since coming on. And now coming out there, looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter coming out now for Brighton, Colorado. And here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. He's listed as number 25. There's a ball hit to the left side. Off of the glove of Spilnick. Picked up by Reimer at shortstop to throw to first base. Is not in time. Running around back at first and on his way to second base on the play. Brighton has now got a runner on at second base. That's going to be an error, I believe, chalked up there on Hastings. And this guy was not listed on our roster. They supplied to us earlier tonight. They had only one sub out there. That was Kyle Everett. He was wearing number 19. This guy was wearing number 25. So he's on the bag now at second base. And Brighton has got something going now here in this 11th inning of play. There's a ball thrown right, hit right to Reimer at shortstop. He makes the play, and he doubles up the man at second base. So a line shot to Reimer at shortstop, and he doubles up the guy at second base. A double play to get out of the inning. So Caden Pratt, a hard-hit ball right to Reimer. A leaping catch by Reimer at shortstop, who doubles up the guy at second base, and Brighton is out of the 11th inning of play. They score no runs, no hits, one error on Hastings, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 11th inning with a score, Brighton 5 and Hastings 5.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings going to come to bat now here in the 11th inning of play. Extra innings here tonight at Duncan Field, and was supposed to be a 7-inning ball game here tonight. So Bricks Asher is going to come up here in the 11th inning. TJ Eckloff stays out there now for Brighton, Colorado. Asher so far in the ball game has walked. He is hit into a double play. He had an RBI single in the fifth inning. He grounded out, and he struck out once. So he's 1-for-5 in the ball game here tonight. Asher going to work here in the right-hand batter's box. There's a pitch by Eckloff that's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hastings and Brighton, Colorado here tonight. Squaring off at Duncan Field. Second game for Hastings here this week, losing to Connie Runza last night. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed. We might be here by daybreak here, unable to get anything going, either team, since the seventh inning. One ball and one strike down to Brooks Asher here in the 11th inning. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. 1-2 the count now. Eckloff is throwing well for Brighton here in the final stages of this ball game. It's been Alex Mendoza for Hastings throwing these extra innings. Next pitch is a check swing. The ball gets away from the catcher, Golderman, but the officials, home plate umpire, says he did not go around with it, so the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Brooks Asher. 5 runs, 14 hits, 1 error for Brighton. 5 runs, 6 base hits, 3 errors for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right field. Kelly settles under it here for Brighton and makes the catch. So Asher flies out to right field for the first out here in this 11th inning of play. Merrill comes up there next now for Hastings. So Zach Merrill comes up there for Hastings here in the 11th. Reached on a fielder's choice, grounded out once, flew out to center field, grounded out again, and struck out once. He is 0-for-5 in the ball game out of the number 5 hole. And he's going to take a pitch outside and down low for a ball here. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Merrill started the day with a batting average of .333. So he's 0-for-the-week so far. Merrill did not come up with a base hit last night. He was 0-for-3. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward right field. Coming over is going to be Kelly as he runs over there, and he can't make the catch. Over here in foul territory. So the count is at 1 ball and 1 strike now to Zach Merrill. Coming up there next for Hastings will be Ryan Kern, then Braden Valentine. The players for Hastings 5 points back up on the top rung of the dugouts down here. It's been a good ball game between Hastings and Brighton. If you're just joining us, Hastings scored a run in the bottom of the seventh inning to force the extra innings, and we're now in inning number 11 tonight. There's a swing and a miss, and Merrill is behind the count of 1-2. 1-2 the count here to Zach Merrill. As he backs out of the batter's box. TJ Ekloff again comes center of the hill. Here comes the next pitch to Zach. That ball is going to be hit to the right side, and grabbing it at first base is going to be a Shazer over there for Brighton. So Merrill is put out of the play on a fly ball to the first baseman. Coming up there next for Hastings is going to be Ryan Kern. Ryan Kern, the number 6 guy in the batting order. Kern so far tonight, he's flown out to center. He's grounded out once. Flown out to center. Got a couple of baseline balls to his credit. He takes a strike here, nothing and one. No balls and one strike for Hastings. We're in the bottom of the 11th inning here tonight with Legion baseball action. Ekloff's next pitch is swung on and missed. That one was way outside, and Kern goes after it. It actually gets by the catcher. Golderman back to the screen. So it's no balls and two strikes now, 0-2 to Ryan Kern. Braden Valentine would be next. Two men out here in the 11th. Next pitch is on the way. Swung on and missed. The catcher drops the third strike, but it's going to be an easy putout down there at first base, and they record the strikeouts. That's going to be strikeout number 6 in the ballgame now for T.J. Ekloff, and the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to inning number 12, gang. Inning number 12 here tonight at Duncan Field. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 5 and Brighton 5.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Well, here we go into the 12th inning here tonight. American Legion baseball action on 1230 KHAS. Alex Mendoza stays back out there for Hastings 5 points bank. And coming to the plate to lead off the 12th inning is going to be the other pitcher, TJ Ekloff, who has pitched extremely well for Brighton since coming on in relief here in the past couple of innings. So Ekloff is going to try to help his own cause out here as he we'll dig in here from the right-hand batter's box. We are tied up at 5 runs apiece here in this one. Hastings in Brighton, Colorado, as Alex Mendoza goes to work. There's some off-speed stuff there. Throwing to the plate that misses. And the count is at 1-0. Both teams have had chances to win this ball game in the extra innings here, but have unable to come up with a big-time hit here. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Now 2-0. Nobody up and throwing right now for Hastings 5 points back down in the bullpen. Next pitch by Mendoza is going to be outside for a ball, and he's throwing 3 straight balls now to begin this 12th inning to T.J. Ekloff, the number 4 hitter in the batting order. Tied up at 5 runs apiece here in this one. Alex Mendoza rocks and fires. Next pitch is going to be right down the pipe there for a strike. 3-1 the count. So we're going to see Ekloff, and then we're going to see James Smith, then we'll see Matt Maestas. Yeah, they keep with their batting order here. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. So after falling behind, 3-0. Mendoza comes back to battle back to a full count here. 3-2 the count to T.J. Ekloff, the pitcher now for Brighton, Colorado. Next pitch is swung on, tapped towards short. Reimer has got it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Ekloff is retired in the play. from short to first. And that's going to bring up James Smith next. James Smith is the shortstop for Brighton tonight. He's had a good game defensively. Smith has flown out to right field. He's got a single and scored right now. He's way back in the fourth inning. He's flown out to center field. He's grounded out once, and he's flown out to center. So he is 1-for-5 as he hits that ball towards center field. Going to be grabbed there by Brock Dreher, and he makes the catch. So two up, two down here for Brighton, Colorado in his 12th inning of play. And coming up there next is going to be Matt Maestas. Matt Maestas is going to come to the plate next for Brighton. He is the left fielder. You know what extra innings games do to a baseball scorebook? There's a ball hit toward left center field. Coming over is going to be Dreher, and he makes the catch. Matt Maestas, he flies out to center field. So, again, Brighton, they go down in order here in the 12th inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 12th inning with a score, Hastings 5 and Brighton 5.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
I'm Mike Will back here at Duncan Field as we head to the bottom of the 12th inning here tonight. Hastings and Brighton, Colorado tied up at 5 runs apiece. Hastings batting now in the bottom of the inning. Looks like Braden Valentine is going to come out here in the bottom of the 12th inning. Valentine is the left fielder for Hastings. Trying to make my makeshift scorebook here as Valentine will come up here in the bottom half of the 12th inning. Valentine so far has grounded out once. He's got a single, scored a run. He's flown out to center field, and he has struck out once. So Valentine back out against a T.J. Eckloff. The pitcher for Brighton, Colorado. Here's the pitch. Another fastball is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So now Eckloff is working into his fifth inning of relief here for Brighton here in this ball game. Hastings has not yet recorded a hit off of him. Next pitch is going to be down low. Nope, it's going to be a strike right on the knees here. Valentine not looking at count of one ball and one strike. This guy has walked a couple of guys in the ball game. He's hit a batter, but Hastings has not yet recorded a hit off of this fireballer as he's throwing nothing but heat. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. 2-1 the count. Valentine batting here in the bottom half of the 12th inning with this game tied up at 5 runs apiece. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. It's 3-1. So we're going to see Valentine, and we'll see Cockrell and Reimer. And Brock Dreher would come to the plate again for Hastings if we can get something going here in the bottom half of inning number 12 tonight. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way, and it nearly hit him. So Valentine gets a walk here in the 12th inning of play. Hastings needing only one run to win this baby. That's going to be the fourth walk for T.J. Eckloff since coming on. And now we're going to have the coach for Brighton, Colorado come back out here. And we're going to have a pitching change coming up. A pitching change is coming up here for Brighton, Colorado. So we'll take a break here. We're in the bottom half of the 12th inning. We'll take a break with a score of Brighton 5 and Hastings 5.
it's great that we have a hospital like this in the community, because we're not just treating patients, we're treating family members. You meet their kids, and sometimes you take care of them. You may take care of one of their siblings. You may take care of a spouse. You can't help knowing about them. You can't help knowing about their families and what's going on with them. I'll run into a patient, and it's just like, oh, hi, how are you? And they come and give you a hug, and that just makes you feel good all over. Then you see them out in the community, and then you do fundraising, like Relay for Life, started by the American Cancer Society. I think it's important, and it's helped to raise funds for cancer research. We want someday to eradicate cancer. Is it going to happen? I hope so. I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family, because that's how I'd want to be treated. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
So T.J. Eckloff, he throws four innings of relief. Hastings scores no runs and no hits off of his guy. He had four walks during his time out there. And he struck out a total of six batters. Now Cole Davis, who started the ball game as a designated hitter, is going to re-enter the ball game now. And he'll be the pitcher for Brighton here in the bottom half of the 12th inning. Hastings has got a base runner. That's Valentine down there at first base. So Cole Davis is going to come on now, and he'll pitch for Brighton, Colorado. Represents the fourth pitcher that Brighton has used here in the ball game. So Cole Davis is back into the ball game. And coming up there for Hastings now, this number eight position is going to be Jamison Cockrell. So Cockrell comes on. He'll bat here. He was hit by a pitch the last time up there in the 10th inning of play. So now Cole Davis will work from the stretch with a runner on at first base. Hastings in the bottom of the 12th inning. Hastings attempts to score around the bunt and pulls it back here. He'll take a pitch down low for a ball. So 1-0 the count here. Jamison Cockrell out of this number 8 position. Russ Kindig flashing the signs down in the third base coaching box. We're tied up at 5 runs apiece. We're in the bottom of the 12th here tonight at Duncan. Cole Davis working from the stretch, looks at the runner at first base. Quick throw over to first base. It goes wide to the first baseman. It's in foul territory, getting up and running down to second base on the play. It is going to be Valentine. So Cole Davis's throw over to first base was wide of the target there, and it got away. And now Hastings has got a base runner on at second base in the form of Valentine. That's going to be an error chalked up on the pitcher, Cole Davis. So Davis records the second error of the ball game now for Brighton, and now Hastings has got the winning run down here at second base. He squares around the button. Now the ball gets away from the catcher. That's Golderman, and running down to third base on the play is going to be Valentine. So an error and a pass ball here by Brighton in the 12th inning of play, and Hastings has a golden opportunity right now. They've got a man on at third base and nobody out. So Jamison Cockrell is at the plate here for Hastings. And Russ Kindig is going to call Cockrell down to the third base coaching box. So Cole Davis comes on here in the bottom of the 12th inning. Throws an errant pickoff move over to first base. The ball got away. And then a pass ball here on the catcher. And Hastings has a runner over here at third base and nobody out. Here in the bottom half of the 12th, there's another pitch that comes to the plate. That's going to be inside, and Cockrell again as he squares around the bunt. The infield charging, and now we've got Brighton's infield playing in the edge of the infield grass here. They got the infield pulled in, trying to chop down this runner here at third base to try to win the ball game. Cole Davis working from the stretch. Valentine dancing down the line at third base, and now Davis will step off of the rubber. Valentine goes back to the bag at third. Three balls and no strikes here at the plate on Jamison Cockrell. Nobody out here in the bottom of the 12th. Cockrell squares around, and he takes a pitch up high for a ball. So Cockrell gets a walk here in this 12th inning of play. And now coming to the plate next for Hastings is going to be Sam Reimer. Reimer comes to the plate in the bottom of the 12th. Reimer is the number 9 hitter in the batting order. So far he has grounded out twice, he has walked twice, and he has struck out once. So Hastings had a chance to win this ball game a couple of times. Had a runner at third base in the seventh inning, did not score. Had a runner at third base in the eighth inning and did not score. Had a runner at third base in the tenth inning and did not score. Now Hastings has got a runner at third base again in the bottom of the 12th inning with only, well, nobody out right now. Reimer squares around the bunt. There goes a runner at first base. No throw, though. So a stolen base there for Cockrell with no throw from the catcher. And now Reimer's got a count of no balls and one strike. He squares around the bunt. You wouldn't think that Russ Kindig would try to sneak one home, would you? But Valentine down there at third base. Here's the next pitch to Reimer right at the knees on the inside corner for a strike. No balls and two strikes now to Sam Reimer. He's the number nine guy in the batting order for Hastings 5 points back. Brock Dreher would be next. Hastings runners on at second and third base. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. The ball gets away from the catcher. Goldenstein grabs it. He runs it down to first base. The throw is in time. And now a return throw. Now the Hastings runner down there at second base. That's Cockrell. He was halfway to third, and he loses his footing down there, and he gets back to second base. I don't know what he was thinking. Reimer, he strikes out in the ballgame. Catcher drops the third strike, so they get the put out down there at first base. They kept their eyes on Valentine, who was down in the bag at third, dancing his way home, but he stays put. Now we go back to the top of the order again, and Brock Dreher. Now there's one man out. Dreher squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and we'll take a pitch down low. Tell you what, the second baseman, that was Cameron Martinez. He was charging there. He was only about 20 feet or so away from the plate there, just in case Dreher tries to lay down a suicide bunt here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Again, Martinez was charging. Again, stops about 20 feet away from home plate. The runner at third base is Valentine. The runner at second base is Cockrell. Really, Hastings only concerned with Valentine down here to try to win the ball game. We're tied up at 5 runs apiece. 2-0 the count. Next pitch is swung on. Hit to the outfield. Settling under it is going to be Kelly, the right fielder. Valentine tags from third base, and he's now the throw is going to be overthrown, and Hastings wins the ball game. The throw comes in from the right fielder without sailing over the head of the catcher down here, Goldenstein, and Hastings wins the ball game, or Golderman, the catcher. So Dreher, he flies out to right field, but also produces the winning run here as Valentine comes in to score, and Hastings wins the ball game on a sacrifice fly here in the bottom of the 12th inning. Hastings wins it tonight over Brighton, Colorado, by the score of 6-5. So Hastings 5 points back. They survive here tonight, and they go to 15 wins and 10 losses on the season. They beat Brighton tonight in 12 innings at Duncan Field. The final score, Hastings 6, Brighton 5. Back with a recap after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
So in a long one here tonight at Duncan Field, Hastings knocks out Brighton, Colorado by a score of 6-5 in 12 innings tonight. And the winning run came in on a Brock Dreher sacrifice fly to right field. Brought home a Valentine from third base. And Hastings wins it here tonight, basically on an overthrow from the right fielders. It went sailing over the head of everybody. And Hastings able to score the winning run on a sacrifice fly. And Hastings wins it tonight 6-5 over Brighton, Colorado. Hastings with 6 runs, 6 hits. They had 3 errors in the ball game. They leave 14 men on base. Brighton with 5 runs, 14 hits. They commit 3 errors. They leave 10 men on base. Cole Davis is going to be the losing pitcher for Brighton. And Alex Mendoza, he's the winner for Hastings. He is now 1-1 on the season. So Hastings wins it here tonight over Brighton, Colorado. Final score is 6-5. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as American Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our postgame report is up next on KHS Radio, 1230 AM.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
So Hastings wins it here tonight over Brighton, Colorado. The final score of 6-5 here this evening. Hastings improves to 15 wins and 10 losses on the season as they get ready for Lamar's out of Iowa. Actually, it's going to be Laramie, Wyoming. Laramie, Wyoming coming in here tomorrow night beginning at 5:30, 5:20 with a pregame show here on 1230 KHS. Brighton, Colorado, they dropped to 15 wins and 6 losses. This is the player of the game tonight here on 1230 KHS. Offensively, Mason Spilenick. He had a couple of base hits for Hastings here tonight, a couple of singles. Also, Alex Panganiban, he had 2 hits for Hastings tonight. Scored a run, had a RBI triple in the 7th inning of play to tie up this ball game. Had 5 runs apiece. Also getting base hits tonight. Brooks Asher had 1 in the 5th inning of play. Also securing a base hit was Braden Valentine. That was in the 6th inning of play. Valentine eventually came around to score the winning run in the bottom of the 12th inning on the sacrifice fly by Brock Dreher. Brock also scored a run in the contest here tonight. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings, 5 points bank. First of all, Alex Panganiban. He was the starting pitcher for Hastings tonight. He went 6 innings, gave up 5 runs, 12 base hits, a couple of strikeouts, and no walks. He got the job done offensively, too. He had a walk in the 3rd inning of play tonight. Then he had a double in the 5th inning, came around to score one of the 2 runs in the 5th. He had that RBI triple in the 7th inning of play to produce the tying run to tie things up at 5 runs apiece to force the extra innings, and Panganiban, again, he gets the job done for Hastings offensively, and he got going with a guy like Brock Dreher. We'll give him a player of the game honors as well as he drove the ball to right field to get the sacrifice. He got it out of the infield, and that's all Hastings needed as Valentine comes in from third base to score here tonight. So Brock Dreher and also Alex Panganiban are players of the game tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Hastings wins it tonight over Brighton, Colorado by the score of 6-5 in 12 innings. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the coach's postgame show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The summer savings at Furniture Direct are going to have you beaming. You'll find great deals on top brands and mattresses. The Beautyrest Recharge is on sale for $5.99 for the queen set. The Simple Mattress Gel Memory Foam is only $4.99 in the queen set. Ask about convenient 18-month interest-free financing. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
All right, Coach Russ Kendig is on his way up here to the broadcast facility here tonight, the broadcast booth, as Hastings goes extra innings tonight, 12 innings to knock off Brighton, Colorado, by the score of 6-5. Brighton uses four pitchers in the ballgame tonight, Brian Kelly, Cameron Martinez, T.J. Ekloff, who was very good, and then Cole Davis, who came on there in the final inning of play. Hastings using three pitchers in the ballgame tonight. Alex Panganiban went six innings. Brady Staton, he went one inning. And then Alex Mendoza, he shuts the door there for Hastings 5 Points Bank in the final several innings there. And Mendoza actually picks up the win here tonight to improve to one win and one loss in the season. As we look back, Hastings had a chance to win this ballgame with runners on at third base in the 7th, 8th, and 10th innings. And finally, they get one home in the bottom of the 12th inning. Hastings leading off the bottom of the 12th with a base on balls to Braden Valentine. He went to second base on an error on the pitcher, went to third base on a pass ball on the catcher. Jamison Cockrell then got a base on balls to put runners on at first and third base. Cockrell with a steal to make it down to a second base. Hastings had runners on at second and third. Sam Reimer strikes out with the first out of the 12th inning of play. And then coming on top of the order, it was Brock Dreher. He sends one out to a right field that was grabbed out there. And the throw came in there from the right fielder. Went sailing over the head of everybody. And coming in to score on the play was Braden Valentine. And that was a ball game as Hastings 5 Points Bank knocks off Brighton, Colorado tonight by the score of 6-5. We'll take our break. We'll come back. You're listening to Legion Baseball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Looking for somewhere to protect your boat, camper, car, or all the other equipment you own? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881. Gene or Colby are ready to help you design an Astro building that will meet your needs and fit your budget. Astro buildings are attractive, adaptive, and most of all, affordable. Whether large or small, simple or detailed, an experienced Astro crew will put up a custom-designed building for you using only quality materials and expert workmanship. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings wins it tonight 6-5 over Brighton, Colorado, as Hastings head coach Russ Kendig joins us. Coach, a wild affair here tonight. You guys able to scratch things out in the bottom of the 12th inning to win this thing.
Yeah, what a game. They went to play 9, and then we decided to go to 7, and we ended up getting our 9 in anyways. You know, I can't say enough about the way we came back after a game like last night. Defense played great, had a couple errors in there, but you know, when you have errors with two outs or nobody on, you can get around those a little bit, and we did tonight. Sam came back after not playing at all for over a week, and you know, he had one that he should have made probably, but Alex Mendoza, geez, he's just been the stopper for us. Guy came in the other night and didn't allow a hit last night, came in tonight and and really shut a good hitting team down.
Talk about Alex. He threw a lot of innings there at the tail end of this ball game. Talk about why he was impressive tonight. What did he do right out there?
Well, he throws three pitches, and you know, if you can command a fastball, a curveball, and he throws a little knuckleball, that's pretty tough. If you can command them and throw them in different situations or different counts, and hitters can't sit back on fastballs, and that's what he did tonight.
You had a chance to win this ball game with guys on at third base in the seventh, eighth, and the tenth innings, and just could not come up with the big hit. He had some guys at third base with no outs, and you just could not come up with that big hit.
Yeah, Alex comes up with that triple and puts us down, or ties it up, I think. Yep. And we went up there, and we were going to give Brooks a chance and probably squeeze with Zach. And, you know, both of them are real smart hitters, and they both got fooled on balls down and gave ground balls right to the shortstop. So that was probably my fault. I probably should have taken a little bit, but, you know, at the same time, they're good hitters. You don't want to take that bat out of their hands. And, you know, the last couple, I think we had maybe two outs and runner on, and yep, Mendoza's up there after we take our best hitter out because we put Mendoza in for him and don't have Pang and Eamon hitting in there. So, you know, we just fight and grind, and that's a good win for us.
Yeah, Mendoza is up there in the eighth and the tenth inning with a chance to drive one home. You couldn't take him out of the ball game because he was throwing so well, so he was 0 for 8 coming to the plate there in the eighth inning of playing for the season, so you almost had to play him right there. He had the bats. Just come back out there and throw.
Yeah, we did. We used 14 to 16 guys tonight. Two of them might have two at-bats with one and none with the other. So, you know, Alex goes in there to the cage and hits the ball every day. Been, you know, we've been trying to get him some at-bats, so I thought, well, here's his chance. They moved the guys in that last inning when he was up, and he hits a little snort over the right field and probably gets down if they don't make that defensive adjustment.
Just talk about that final inning. You lead things off with Valentine drawing a walk, and then they kind of lost their focus a little bit. They had an error thrown in there on the pitcher and then a pass ball on the catcher. So you had Valentine sitting at third base and feeling pretty well with nobody out.
Yeah, we did. J-Mo goes up there, and guy, I can't give guys enough credit on just the approach they had, fouling balls off, working walks. I don't think we hadn't hit after the seventh inning. You know, work the count, Val walks, Cockrell walks. We're going to bunt Sam, and they did it for us, basically. So we had second and third there, and then Brock goes up, and, you know, Valentine does a great job on third base. Head down, gives a hard move, makes that right fielder throw a ball, and, God, we got one that we've been giving up this year a little bit.
That's all you wanted with the Dreher there, either get a base hit or get the ball out of the infield for Valentine to score from third.
Yep, that's all we were looking for, drawn in infield. We were looking for something right side, and he did exactly that, right side in the air, and gave us a chance.
So Hastings wins a hard-fought one here tonight, a 12-inning affair between Hastings and Brighton, Colorado, and now you get ready for another team from Wyoming, Laramie, coming through here tomorrow. These are some good baseball teams that we're facing. You're not scheduling any slouches. This is a team that was 15-5 coming in here. This is a good team.
Yeah, we were definitely prepared. We want to play the best teams we can to prepare ourselves for later on in the year. That third guy, I think it was, that came in, he had to have been throwing 90. We asked our coach. He said he's usually 88 to 91. So that's definitely as hard as we've seen this year. And you know, we didn't hit the ball often, but we really did. You know, we battled, and we had base runners on him. So I was really happy with the guys tonight.
Yeah, you had six base hits, and you score those six runs, so you'll take them any way you can, I'm sure.
Yeah, we sure will. We'll take our chances putting the ball in play on or when they're up to bat, and our pitcher's throwing to contact, and I don't know how many walks we had, but we really did a great job on the mound. Brady Staten comes in and steals us an inning there before we put a Mendoza in. Just all around great job tonight.
Okay, so Hastings wins it, and it's Laramie, Wyoming tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
All right, sounds good.
Yep, Russ Kindig, the head coach for Hastings, 5 points back. Hastings wins it tonight, 6-5 over Brighton, Colorado. Hastings, 6 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors. They leave 14. Brighton, 5 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors. They leave 10. Hastings is now 15-10 on the season. They'll take on Laramie, Wyoming tomorrow night, beginning at 5:30 here at Duncan Field. Will be on the air with a Pepsi pregame show at about 5:20 here on 1230 KHAS. Got to wrap things up for the broadcast booth here at Duncan Field tonight. My producer and engineer, John Debrin. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Join us all season long for American Legion baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.